I'm really excited about Kayma being on my podcast. And yes, it is Kayma, like K-A-Y-M-A. Not comma, not comma, or whatever. Kayma. I'm really excited about her being on today because we didn't really have any previous friendship with each other. I mean, like, I follow her on social media and stuff, and I've known of her because my sister is friends with her, and she was on Amber's cheer team growing up and all this stuff. So I was really nervous about interviewing somebody that I didn't really know, because everybody else, I pretty much know them enough to talk with them. But this conversation, like, happens so naturally for us, and I love her, and she is so much fun, and I would definitely hang out with her again. She bought me Starbucks, which was so sweet. She got in my car and she had gotten me Starbucks. I think that Kayma is such an incredible person, and she tells a really beautiful story about, it's a really sad story, but it's so eye-opening to listen to her talk about it in the way that she does. It is about her childhood friend, Maddie, who sadly died by suicide, and just how that affected her life. So I will say that there is a trigger warning for this episode because it's hard to talk about, and it shouldn't be hard to talk about, but that's just the way it is at this point in time. And I hope one day that there comes a day where it's not hard to talk about mental health and it's not hard to talk about suicide or suicide prevention, but it is right now. So if you're in a wrong headspace, maybe this episode isn't for you, or you can skip through parts of this episode if you don't feel like listening to it. But other than that, here is Kayma. I hope you enjoy this episode. Your car is really nice.
Oh, thank you. I just got it. Oh, here. Here's yours. Sorry, my hair is held on it.
Thank you. That's okay. Thank you.
And here's your straw.
Thank you.
You know, I just got that. Like, I used to have a little white Hyundai, mm-hmm. but then I found out that I was staying home for college, and so I was going to be working more, so I was like, I'm going to get a new car. I'm going to be, yeah. like, an adult somehow.
An adult.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Let's just somewhat be an adult and buy myself a car. So I bought that one. I really like it.
Yeah, it's nice. What year is it?
2014. So, okay. Yeah. And yeah. I had, like, really good miles on it and stuff because, like, you used to live in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that huge lot that they had of the Volkswagens?
Yeah.
That's where it's from because it had
really?
A whole scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Your rabbit pushes back.
Yeah.
I'm, like, super tall, so that's why.
No, normally people push it back, but when I'm, like, driving by myself and it's, like, all the way up here, I have to, like, move it.
Same. I always do that. And then my little brother, he'll, like, push it all the way back. And I'm like, you don't need to sit that far back. You're not that tall. You're not 6'3".
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah, I'm like, calm down. I love you. But I will tell you when you're wrong.
You have a seat warmer, too, by the way. And, like, a seat cooler, I guess.
Thank whatever. You. It's just cute. This is one you got from Ellen, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, my God. Thank you. I know when I heard about that, I was, like, so happy for you. Because Amber was telling us about it. And I was like, no fucking way she's going to be on fucking Ellen.
Yeah, she wasn't supposed to, but
whatever. Yeah, no, she said something. I was like, no fucking way. And I think we had a class and she was telling everybody. She's like, I'm not supposed to say anything, but she's going to Ellen. I was like, no shit, really?
Yeah.
So I was all happy for you.
No, and then, like, the week after I got back, you guys had your cheer banquet, and Stafford was like, so I heard you were on Ellen. Yeah. I was like, really? Where did you get that idea?
Oh, yeah, no, because she told the whole, that's what she told, it was in cheer.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, no shit. And then Stafford was like, oh, maybe she'll mention me. And
no.
Everyone, like, looked at her, and she was like, ah. I was like, ah.
No, I love Stafford. I had her, for English junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so used to having Miss Crumno, and Miss Crumno is like my favorite teacher ever.
I love her
so much. I was a bitch to Stafford.
Yeah.
First day I went to Miss Crumno, I was like, Miss Crumno, I fucking can't. I was like, I can't do it.
See, like, me and her have this weird relationship where it's like a love-hate.
You and Stafford?
Like, oh, yeah. Like, I've cussed her out multiple times, but I've also cried to her, like, multiple times. Okay. We have a weird thing where it's, yeah, like, we love each other, but we'll also call each other on our shit, which I respect.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I hate her. So I'm like, right. I love you, I will talk shit with you, and I will cry to you, but I also hate you sometimes when, yeah, you make me do shit I don't want to do.
It's better than just, like, straight up hating her.
Oh, though. Yeah, exactly. Like, we have, like, a weird thing. Like, I still talk to her all the time. Like, she's got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then I texted her. I literally texted her, bitch, you got engaged. And she said, yes, ma'am. And I was like, you better invite me to the wedding. I want to eat the cake.
Yeah.
Right. She's like, yes, ma'am. It's like, because she has to keep it, like, professional. But I'm, yeah, like, girl, invite me to your wedding. I want to eat the cake. Not that I'm not happy for her. I was just, right, like...
No, it kind of came out of nowhere because she didn't. Yeah. She never, like, posted about him. I, yeah, didn't see.
She's like, she's, oh, sorry.
No, you're good. It's me.
She is real, like, secretive with her life, which I don't hate at all because I'm, like, the same way.
Yeah, I don't want to put my business out,
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, I have a podcast.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. No, I get it. Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing, but, like, yeah, I'm so happy for her at the end of the day. So,
yeah.
All good. Yeah, she gets close with, like, certain people. It's weird. Like, I have such a high respect for her.
Yeah.
But again, we can always, like, I've walked out of, like, 4 fucking practices and, like, cussed her out. And then, like, the next day I'd be in there and be, like, crying to her and she'd be, like, giving me a hug and, like, talking, mm-hmm, about advice and stuff. It's really, yeah, weird. But I have such a high respect for her because, in a sense, she's one of those teachers that actually listens to you, yeah, and isn't just like, oh, really, sweetheart? Really?
Yeah.
She, like, actually, like, can talk.
Yeah.
And she's not being a bitch.
I was a bitch to her.
I don't blame you. Like, my little brother has her now as a junior, and he hates her.
Really?
Yeah, he hates her. I'm like, she's a difficult person. Miss Crumno, I love her.
See, that's the only reason I hated Stafford, though, is because I just so love Miss Crumno, yeah, so much. Good. And then junior year when I got her, I was like, I can't do this. Oh. I can't be.
Yeah. Like, see, the funny thing is, I never had Miss Crumno as a teacher.
Really?
Yeah, I never had
her. She's the best.
Yeah, I would. So I, like, something happened, mm-hmm, like, my junior year, I was, like, really sad.
Uh-huh.
And I would,
It happens.
You know, it's high school, you're over dramatic, things happen, you know?
Yeah.
And so I would eat in Stafford's room with my friend, Kaylee, but then, mm-hmm, she was gone one day, so I was, of course, in there by myself, I didn't really care. And, you know, I was, yeah, in there. Miss Crumna came in, and she's like, hey, like, what's up? Like, you know, like, how are you? And we start, like, talking about stuff, and we talked, like, a bunch of shit about a bunch of kids together, and we're, like, laughing about
really?
This. Yeah, and she was going, like, in, and I was like,
yeah,
Miss Crumna, but she was so funny and so nice. And after that, every time I'd see her, she'd be like, oh, my God, Kayma, like,
yeah,
how are you? How are you doing? And I was like, I'm good. How are you? And she'd, like, come up and give me a hug. I'm like, sweetheart, you look so good today.
She's the best.
She was,
yeah,
so nice. And I was like, she did not have to do that. Like, she went out, yeah, of her way. And I was like, I really appreciated that. Like, she was just so nice. I was,
yeah,
like,
and you know, when, you, she talks shit about other kids, they have to be, like,
mm-hmm,
the worst kids because her tolerance is pretty,
oh, yeah,
high.
Yeah, she was talking shit about kids who were, like, really smart too, and, like, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, like, it must be really something because, like,
yeah,
I've never heard, like, a bad word about him, but, I mean, I guess she knew some stuff, and I was like,
yeah,
I'll take her judgment for sure, so.
Yeah, I trust Miss Crumno with my entire heart.
Oh,
I've been trying to get her to come on my podcast, but she left,
God,
me on red, and
she,
I was,
did,
like, well, she said yes, and then, mm, I followed up with her, and I was like, mm, hey, do you still want to come on? And she left me on red, which I'm pretty sure she was just busy, because normally,
oh, yeah,
she'll, like, answer me, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that'd be so funny to have her on there. I love,
I know,
her. She's, like, funny, and she's so genuine and nice. It's just, like, it's a combination of, like, all the greatest things, so it would be great.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's the best. I'll have you know, I had, like, we don't know each other,
mm-hmm,
except for Amber.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had to ask her, I was like, you gotta be, like, the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Like, and she was like, first of all, don't call her comma. And I was,
oh,
like, okay, I won't do that.
No, I don't get, like, super offended by it or anything. Like it's Kayma.
Yeah.
Because I remember you said the thing about the pronunciation. So
yeah,
it's Kayma. But, like, I don't really care too much,
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, I wrote
it
down. I wrote Kayma.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I always put it for everybody. Like, I don't really get upset. Like, with Amber, I mess
I
with
would.
Them.
Oh, my God.
I mean... When it's been different for your whole life, you kind of get used to it. And it's like, why be salty about it? You know,
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's going to happen. Why catch an attitude with a random person?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, Kayma, and it's like, yeah, that's really it. Like, what else did she tell you?
She...
Like, she's loud.
Yeah.
Like, she's loud.
She told me, you weren't here. I knew that, though.
Mm.
She told me that we could bond over something, which is our love for Coach Waters. I loved that man so much.
This is... Okay, I have, like, a particular type,
uh-huh,
which is not Coach Waters.
Uh-huh.
But I love that man, and I would die for that man.
Yeah, same.
When he left the school, I was so sad. No, I would, like...
Yeah.
That sounds so bad because, like, every girl would do that in high school to, like, one coach. But I'd always stop by and be like, hey, Coach Waters. Like,
did you have him for a class? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had him for history. And he was good, too.
I had him my freshman year.
Yeah, I had him sophomore. I had him with Amber, too. And, like, we would always mess around in there because, like, that's just who we were. Like, we're, like, when we're together, we're, like, really loud.
Yeah.
And, like, really obnoxious. But, like, we don't really care.
I believe
it. Yeah, that's how we were. Like, we did not care. But, like, he did not care. And he was, like, super funny and, like, super nice. And, like, I love that man. I love that man. Somebody, his little son.
I know. He's friends with our half brother Austin.
Really?
Yeah, Coach Water's son is friends with him. Which is really weird. I was so.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Austin. Yeah.
Yep.
He's getting big now.
I know. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, so. He's getting really big because I know it's like a little touchy thing. Yeah, what's it called? But he's getting big.
Yeah.
Because whenever I used to go over.
He's got big ears, too. I feel so bad for him. They just, like, stick out like this.
He's cute, though. He's, like, tiny and cute, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love it. And he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like, every time I would see Amber, like, I'd meet Amber, like, with, like, your dad and, could not remember her name.
It's easy to forget.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. So, when we saw her, I'd stop by, and he'd be like, hey, Cameron, like, give me a hug. And I was like, what?
He's
and
so sweet.
Yes, and, like, I'm real weird about kids. Like, I don't like kids. That sounds bad, but, like, he's a sweetheart, and I like him.
And some kids are just annoying.
Yeah, I babysat since I was, like, 14, and I just, like, kids are not for me. I'm good with them. I can be really good with them, but, like, I don't know, maybe it's just because of my age or something right now.
Well, I mean, like, kids my age, like, people that I went to Roy City with, have, like, 3 kids now, and I can't even, like, fathom having a child.
No, seriously, there's, like, this one girl, and no hate on them. Like, if that's your life choice, that's you. Me,
I can't even think about.
Yeah, I can't even fathom of me, like, having a I could have, like, a 3-year-old by now, or, like, a 4-year-old. And, like, there's a girl I know who's my age, who I thought was older, but she's my age, and she's, like, has 2 kids and is expecting 1 right now.
Yeah,
and
it's insane.
Like, and she's, like, married and everything, which I'm, like, happy for you, but, like, I'm thinking about it in my perspective. I'm, like,
I could not. Like, there are some days I forget to shower or something. Like, how am I going to, like, take care of a child?
Like, I slept. I was supposed to wake up at, like, 9 today. I looked at my clock, and I was, like, nah. I went back to sleep, woke up at, like, 11:50. I was, like, I'm going to text her after I wash my face. I'm still going, but I had to sleep in. I was, like, I know, yeah.
You have to, like, if you have a kid, you have to get up, like, early.
Yes, no, like, early.
They're up early.
And the thing is that you're always going. Like, you have to, like, and, like, you don't want to stick them on a TV all day. Like, it's your kid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's, like, me right now, I don't have the attention span for that. Mm-hmm. I don't. Like,
no. I can play The Sims and have my Sims have, like, babies, but that's it.
And then you can do, like, weird dances and shit. Yeah. And it's funny, but, like, a kid from my, I'll do a weird dance, they can start crying, and then I'm like, oh my god.
All right.
What do I do? This is not Sims.
Yeah.
This is different. This is we. It's not right. But,
I always say that I want a kid, but I don't want to be responsible for it. Just, like, dress it up and, like, take it out, and then be like, all right.
Literally,
go back.
That's me with babysitting. Like, there's because I babysit Terrell, and they're kind of, like, different. Like, their parents are, like, real rich, so I'm stuck with them a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. But there's kids that I babysit sometimes out in Canton, and they are so sweet, like, so respectful, so nice. And there's one of them, and she's 5, and I'll, like, babysit her most of the time because she has stepbrothers, or a stepbrother and sister that'll go away sometimes. Sweetest kid, respectful as hell, so cute. I do her hair all the time. I always make sure she looks good. I'll take her out to a little, like, picnic day, I'll take her to the park, and it's, like, so cute.
And then at the end of the day, she goes back to her parents.
Yeah, she goes home. And they're like, oh my god. And Ava's like, her name's Ava, and she's like, I had so much fun, like, Miss Candy. Aww. And she's like, I had so much fun. And, like, I love her. Like, her, I would never mind babysitting her. She lets me do her hair. Aww. I buy her cute clothes all the time. Like, we'll go, like, to, like, the outlet malls, and I'll be like, okay, you pick out something, we'll do
see,
it.
See, that's what I want. I don't want to, like, make sure they don't die. You know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah, no, sometimes it's the park that's scary, because she'll try to do backflips, and I'm like, oh my god. She doesn't know what a backflip is. And so I'm like, we're not going to do backflips.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no. But, like, me having a kid right now, I don't know. I don't even see myself having kids, which is, like, odd. But, like, I don't know. I've always seen since I was little. And, like, not everybody's meant to have kids.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, which is exactly fine. And it's, like, a weird thing, like, with my family, because they, like, always talk shit on me for it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, getting to the point where it's not, like, serious, because I think I'm, like, really not. And I'm like, well, I'm not. You know what I mean? It's real weird. Me and my family have, like, a weird thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but...
No, my mom is always like, so, when am I going to get grandkids? I'm like, well, don't look at me. Yeah, I was like, look at Amber.
Andrew.
Yeah, right. Andrew, somebody else.
Where are the Amber? You got them. Yeah. Amber loves kids, too. Amber loves kids.
She does not need to have a kid right now. Though. Yeah. Please, Amber.
All of us are too young. All of us are too young for that.
Babies should not be having babies. Well, exactly. Some people, when they have a kid that young, it'll change them. Oh, like, I know a lot of people who have had kids that they were just, like, on the wrong path.
Yes.
And then they had that kid and it changed everything. So, like... Good
sometimes
for
it's like it's meant to be in a way, you know, where it helps people. Me right now, no,
and yeah, like, no,
I'm just like, I don't know,
probably mess me up even more if I had a kid.
Yeah,
right
if
now.
I had a kid right now, I don't know how much of a mess I like. I'm trying to think of how much of a mess I would be,
yeah,
and it would just be like it'd be crap. I mean, I could do it, but no, I don't know. I kind of think more of like adoption, because I like adoption because I feel like, or even like foster care because the system is very messed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that bothers me. And if there's some way that I could contribute to helping that, that's something that I would like to do. Like, I'm a really big advocate for, like, pro-choice. Like, I really like pro-choice. And I don't want to be a person that's like, yes, pro-choice, hear me all these things. And do you see how bad, like, the foster care system and adoption system is?
Yeah.
And I don't go and help it. Yeah. Like, that's something that I really want to go help, especially when I'm older, too, and I have, like, finances, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To go help with the program and things like that. And you know what I mean?
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, it's something that I want to do. Like, I don't like kids, but what, yeah, I mean, when there's kids that need help, they have a sense of innocence that they don't know what's going on and you want to protect them in a way. And I would love to do that. I would love to like help them and get them out of if there's a bad situation or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or help with programs that try to help foster care system and group homes and things like that. You know what I mean? And like fucking like CPS, because that's like a huge
It's all messed up.
Yes, and there's so many things that go into that, and that's something that I really like to help with because yes, I don't like kids, but kids are so innocent and they don't know, and I hate that people take advantage of that and hurt innocence. You know,
is that what you're going to school for? Anything to do with that?
No, I'm actually going for radiology.
Oh, okay.
So like MRIs and stuff like that, which I want to do because I like helping people. Like I may be like a bitch sometimes, but like, I like helping people. Like it's something that I've always really liked to do, and it's a career I could see myself not just for money. Like, I actually enjoy. And my mom does MRI, and she works at two hospitals, but she works at Baylor in Dallas, and I go up there all the time and, like, oversee kind of what she does to kind of, like, get a feel for it before you don't want to go to college and, like, spend a ton of money on it. You know
and then you're like, well, I guess I didn't want
to
do this.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because I used to want to do, like, other things, but it wouldn't have made me as happy. You know what I mean? And it's something that I want to do where I can have this career for a long time and make good money. It makes really good money, but also be happy.
Yeah.
Because why do something if you're not going to be happy? Exactly, I mean, it might make you money. I love money. Like, I work
if you're going to be miserable, money's not going to be.
Yeah, money's not going to be the thing. You know what I mean? So that's, like, something I want to do. And, like, right now, I help, for one of my jobs, I help with an old guy in Richardson that has ALS.
Mm.
And it's, like, it's something that's, like, really, like, opened my eyes to helping people more.
Yeah.
And I really like it. Like, it's something I genuinely like doing. So, like, I'm excited for it. School sucks ass right now.
I can really imagine.
Yeah, it sucks. The fucking bill sucks. And the work sucks.
Are you online or do you get to go in person?
Online. Because I go to TJC. But...
Were you originally online before COVID?
No, I was supposed to go, but then I'm paying for my college, and I didn't want to, like, go on campus for 2 weeks, and they say too many cases, go home, and I spent all that money on dorm stuff.
Yeah,
or, like,
there's no point.
Yeah, even if it was, like, just little stuff, it adds up, you know what I mean? And it's like, that's my money, and I'm just like, I'm gonna do it online for now, you know what I mean, and then go back next semester. And I had one class that was in person for a lab, and it sucked because every Friday I'd have to drive 2 hours there and 2 hours back. Yeah,
oh my gosh.
That sucked.
No, thanks.
Yeah, that sucked. But again, I didn't want to waste money on a dorm or anything. So that, but now I'm about to transfer to El Centro in Dallas.
Okay,
Yeah, because they have a better program, and I'm not driving 2 hours there.
Yeah.
I was fine with staying
there. I mean,
there.
It might be in traffic, but, like, it's not.
Oh, yeah. In traffic, that's fine, because then I can, like, come home, you know what I mean? But, like, if I got stuck in traffic there, I'd be there all day.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be there all day, and so it sucked, but I don't know. That one, El Centro has a better program for it, and I'll get done quicker and start working faster.
Yeah.
I want to move out my house. So I want to work and move out my house and just, like, go.
Like, I need to get out of here.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody's in college, like, making new friends and having fun. And I'm like, I'm stuck in my house right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I'm like, I'm working on progress to get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, do my own thing. It just takes time. And, like, I accept that.
No, I have the same thing where, like, so I dropped out of high school my junior year, and then I dropped out two more times after that. And then I finally went back and I graduated a year later.
I remember
so
that.
I have, yeah, I have, like, this thing where I feel like everybody else around me is, like, doing all this stuff that I should be doing. And I'm like, I should be doing that, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I have, like, a ticking clock inside me. Like, oh, my God, you have to get this done, but you don't. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It doesn't exist.
It's just, like, a weird, it's a weird pressure that, like, nobody puts on you.
Except for yourself.
Except for yourself. yeah. And then it's real weird. You know what I mean? And that's exactly how I feel. Like, I'm still only 18. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm not oldable at all in any means. You know what I mean? I'm not, like, 32 living at my parents' house. But, like,
happens, then you can be like, maybe I should, like.
Then I'm like, you know what I mean? And it's, but it's weird. Like, I feel like that in a sense where I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just, like, bumming in my house. I'm not doing anything. I'm like, that's how I feel. But when I look at it in retrospect, like, I'm doing a lot more, and it's weird that I put my, like, my own pressure on myself like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like it motivates me.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, too. Like, I am thankful for that, because it does motivate me.
Yeah, exactly.
But when I am, and when I'm having, like, breakdowns, I'm like, calm down, you're 22 years old. Like,
oh, yeah, like, you're
it's
good.
Fine.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I feel like without that pressure, though, that I wouldn't accomplish the things that I want to accomplish. You know what I mean?
So it works for you, but also in the same sense it doesn't.
Yeah, like, when I have breakdowns, I'm, like, crying my eyes out. I'm like, you're doing nothing. And then our goodness.
Everybody else is getting married or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, everybody's, like, successful. I'm going to, like, California, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm in my fucking house. You know what I mean? But then, like, on good days, I'm like, yeah, bitch, you got three jobs. You're in college. You're doing good.
Look at you.
Look at you. You may be in your hometown while people are at college, but you're doing something.
Yeah, something. There are people who are not doing anything.
Yeah, so. Exactly. That's what I think about. And it's like, that is something that I don't want to be. Like, I want to be successful very bad. And, like, not everything goes as you plan in life.
Yeah,
and, like,
for sure.
And, like, I wanted to go to, like, a big university and, like, go have fun and, like, go party and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? Do things like that. But life happens.
Yeah.
I didn't go to a big university. It's a fucking global pandemic. I'm not gonna go party.
Which you have no control over.
Yeah, no control over. Exactly. Like, I'm not gonna go fucking party and be selfish. You know what I mean? I literally work with somebody who's elderly who, if I got corona and they ended up having
contact,
it could kill them. Automatically, just kill them.
I'm glad you can see that, because not a lot of people
Not a lot of people can see it. And it bothers me. But again, that's a sense of entitlement of people.
Yeah.
And
just, like, you push your mask up over your nose. It's not that hard.
Yes, exactly. I don't understand. Like, if you're outside, if you're outside by yourself, take your mask off. Don't.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, made by a few other people, put it on. It's really not that hard.
Yeah.
Again, it's a sense of entitlement in people and thinking that you're better. And I don't understand it. Like, it can help people.
Yeah. Thinking that it can't affect you, so you're fine.
Exactly.
But it can, and it can also affect other people around you. So.
But like, it's not going to affect them. So why does it matter?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't understand that. I've never understood that with people, but I think 2020 showed a lot of people's entitlement.
Yeah.
And just selfishness, and it's like
with everything, even like the election.
Yes,
I was just like,
oh my God, yes.
No, it's funny because I was scrolling through your Facebook, and back in like 2015, you were posting stuff about like against Trump. I was like, oh, my girl.
Yes, I was like, I've always been against that. Like, it's, and it's funny because my family is so divided. Like, my dad is a huge conservative Republican.
Yeah,
which is not bad. That's his view. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
huge conservative Republican, and my mom is like full Democrat, Biden, like, fully, and it's funny because they're on complete opposite sides.
Yeah.
And I never talk politics with them, because with them, it's a fight, and I don't like to fight over it, but it's nice because me and my little brother, we're more, like, Democrat, like, liberal side, and we talk about our opinions.
Yeah.
Even opinions that, like, say my dad sees, like, conservative, Republican, we talk about it and just share ideas on things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't remember where I was going with this, but that shit is crazy. Talking about politics with them. And
I bet, yeah.
And on both sides, how my parents are both, like, real selfish on things and with the election, and it's just crazy. Everybody's been so...
Yeah, it's like, crazy. There's nothing... I don't have a problem with somebody being Republican. It's who they support.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you can support that guy, like, I can't... It's like a moral thing here. It's not a politics thing anymore.
It's bothering. And not to talk shit on Republicans.
Right.
But... They're so hard to talk to.
They are, yeah.
And it's like, I respect everyone's opinion, and I like seeing views from a lot of people. Like, my dad, that's a different thing. I talk to Republicans with him. He pushes your opinion, his opinion on you.
Yeah.
So I don't want to talk to him. But, like, my neighbor, he supports Trump. Mm-hmm. And he's a Republican. And I'll talk with him on his views and just, you know, just like pick his brain. And not being rude, not being mean. I'm just like, oh, like, you know, like, what's your view on this? Yeah. Say, like, what's your view on, like, abortion? What's your view on Black Lives Matter? Mm-hmm. What's your view on trans rights? Things like that. Just, you know, topics that I just pick in your brain. And it's nice because with him, too, he'll actually just talk. We don't argue. We just spit ideas. And sometimes we even change our mind on it. And it's really nice because, like, We were just changing our mind on trans rights. Mm-hmm. Because, like, okay, do you mind if I talk about this?
No, I don't care.
Okay, so, like, we're talking one night, and, like, because we're neighbors, and, like, we'll hang out sometimes. Like, I'll come back from work, and he'll be out there, like, drinking and whatever, and just, like, all, like, our parents are real close to him, and he's 22, so he's, like, same age as you.
Is he, wait, who is he? Yeah.
You know who that is?
Well, no, because Andrew used to live in that house that he lived in. Uh-huh. So I knew that his neighbor was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, so... He's something else.
Yeah.
But... he'd be out there and we'll, like, talk about things. We were talking about trans rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, like, he was like, I have a question. I was like, well, he's like, I know you're, like, real more Democrat, like, liberal. What do you think about, like, trans people? I was like, I have no problem with them. I said, they're just, like, another person to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I even have a really good friend that's a trans person. That, like, do you know who Veronica is?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, she's my age, so probably not, and she, like, kind of stays to herself.
Yeah.
But Veronica is a girl who's transitioning to a boy, and she's been doing, or he has been doing that since, shit, I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Veronica when he was more girly, like, very girly, and then freshman year came and, like, cut his hair and everything, and looks like a guy. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it. I'd say he, him, you know what I mean? No problem with it whatsoever. Motherfucker's funny as hell. Love Veronica.
Yeah.
No problem with it whatsoever. Even if it was a different person, I didn't know. You know what I mean? And I was talking to him about that. I'm like, yeah, I have no problem with him. I have a friend that's really good. You know what I mean? Everything like that. He's like, well, how do you refer to them? I was like, he, him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, well, did he tell you to do that? I was like, no, I actually asked about it. Because I was calling Veronica, like, a she, and then sometimes I would say he, and I was like, Veronica, like, do you mind if I just say, you know, he, him? Like, is there a problem with that? Mm-hmm. Veronica was like, no, I actually, like, I like that better. I was like, okay, good, because I don't want to, like, make you feel uncomfortable. I was like, and if I do, I don't mean it. And Veronica's like, I'm not going to trip about it, like, don't worry. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just make them feel weird.
Yeah.
And so I called him he, him, and he was like, well, like, they didn't go to you, like, aggressively about it? I was like, no. I was like, no, like I said, like, I went up to him. Like, nothing wrong with it. He's like, well, you know, like, I have this guy that I work with who is, like, a man but transitioned to a woman, and he came up to everybody and was real aggressive and was like, you need to call me she. You need to call me she. You need to call me she. I was like, well, how did that make you feel? Like, how did that make you feel? He's like, well, it kind of fucking pissed me off. I was like, well, you know, that's your opinion and you're entitled to it.
Mm.
I said, but did you talk to her after and say, you know, hey, the approach that you kind of came was kind of odd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And actually talk to her and be like, you know, I understand that you want to be called she, but could you maybe, in no offense, have said it in a nicer way? Like, was more understanding to everybody instead of yelling.
Yeah.
He's like, Brandon was like, no, I didn't do that. I was like, maybe that's something you could have done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, just throwing ideas out there so it maybe made you feel more comfortable for everybody, not for everybody to be pissed off and turn it back on her in a negative way, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I never thought about that. That's actually kind of a good idea. I was like, see, that's why, you know, I'm here picking your brain, just wondering.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking me. I was like, because I'm always open to talk about my opinions, but... you know, I was like, well, maybe that's something you can do. And he was like, you know, kind of open my eyes. Maybe I'll talk to her on Monday about it. And it was kind of nice because we got a common ground on it.
Yeah, and that's how it should be. It shouldn't be like a lot of, especially on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
A lot of, like, Republican, conservative people on there will just try to, like, tell you that you're wrong or, like, just yell at you and be like, you're wrong, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
No.
That's not how it should be.
Exactly.
It's the same on the left, too. People on the left will do it, too.
I, like... it's so funny because I don't know if you know, but I moved from Illinois when I was
I did my research. Yeah.
When I was in eighth grade, right? So I came from a really small town on the outskirts of Chicago that was first weirdly really rural. Like, once you get out of Chicago, rural as shit. Just fields and fields and fields of corn. And,
love that.
Yeah, it's literally, like, so just flat, right? And coming with that comes with very closed-minded people.
Yeah.
Who
it's always the small towns.
I know that are like Trump loving and you know which no hate again if that's your opinion, no, but when you're aggressive and force your opinion, that's different.
Yeah.
Who were like that. And all of them are on my Facebook, of course, like my family and things like that, because that's all where I came from, you know?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to piss them off. And did you see that thing I posted on Facebook that Miley Cyrus shared? Did you see that video?
What was it?
It's a video of Joe Biden, and he's like, let me play a song.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah, the Miley Cyrus.
And I posted it, and I was like, hope y'all enjoy this on this lovely day. I remember when he got, like, said that he was, or put into office, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so many people contacted me from my family are like, Kayma, are you kidding me? This is what your parents raised. You really want to be a God-loving Christian like this? And I was,
oh my gosh.
And I just kind of like sat there and I laughed. And I was like, yeah, this is so funny.
It's that side that really like...
Yeah, pushes it. I mean, it does go both ways. 100%. Mm-hmm. I love my mom. She's Democrat, but she pushes stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it shouldn't have to be like that, where you always push your opinion on other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Was moving from Illinois, like, hard? Was it, like, something that was just all of a sudden, or did you kind of know?
It was odd, because I lived there my entire life.
Yeah.
My entire life. And I have an older brother who's 24. Mm-hmm. And at the time, when I was in sixth grade, he graduated and went to the military, so he was gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he was gone, so he was just, you know, chilling, living his life, and it was me and my little brother, who are 2 years apart, and mm-hmm. he's 2 years younger. So we were younger, and, you know, just chilling, whatever, and my parents were fighting a lot. They were mm-hmm. fighting a lot, and I would notice, and I was starting to grow up, so I was noticing more things, you know?
Yeah.
And I started being real quiet, and it was just a really weird time, and then mm-hmm. they told us, they're like, hey, like, we're thinking about moving after next year, like, we're just gonna move. I was like, what? Because like that was my whole life. Like, I lived there my whole life.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna leave it. Like, all my family's there, like, that's all I've ever known. I'd never moved anywhere before. I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, what? Like, this is so weird. And they were just like, it's for the best of us, like, don't worry, like, it's for the best of us. So spent my seventh grade year there, mm-hmm. knew I was gonna move. I didn't really tell anybody because I didn't want to like be sad about it, and like I tried getting really close mm-hmm. to my friends, like, your middle school friends, like, your group, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I did, and, like, I was cool with everybody. And then I moved, and it was really hard at first, especially, we moved during the summer.
Mm.
So I couldn't even make friends.
Yeah.
We, like, moved during the summer, and I was just friends with my little brother, because I couldn't meet anybody, didn't have any neighbors that were my age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was really lonely.
Yeah.
And it sucked, and it was hard at first. It was really hard meeting people. Mm-hmm. I was pissed. I was so mad at everybody. I was mad at my parents because they took me away from everything that I've ever known. They put me in this random ass place. They picked like Texas. I was so pissed, like, they picked Texas.
Did they hear first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just
why here? Like, of all places.
Yeah, which is so odd. And I was like, they picked this fucking bum country ass town, which is really not like that country. I mean, but I was pissed.
I mean, back then it probably was.
Yeah, before I had all this stuff too.
Yeah,
I was so angry, and I never felt like that before. I never felt just like angry for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so pissed. I didn't want to make friends. I didn't want to be nice to my parents. We got in fights all the time on top of them fighting.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk to my little brother. I just was angry. I was so angry. So it was kind of hard.
Yeah. And when you're that young, you don't really have the tools to be like, oh, that's why I'm angry.
Oh, yeah. And like express it. And like, I didn't want to talk to anybody. Like, that's something I still work on now, is like talking about my feelings, because
it's hard.
It's so hard. And like, I'm a person that I can really bottle up all my emotions. And I'm just crying, like, in silence.
It's easy.
Have a little breakdown. And I won't talk about my feelings. I want to make sure everybody else is good before me.
Yeah,
and it's something I really work on, and it's hard.
It's
really hard. And when you finally do, you feel like you don't say the right things.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really weird. So at the time, I was just really angry, but I eventually started opening up. I met some friends, which is nice, and then, you know...
When did you were here for your 8th grade year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My 8th grade year, yeah, and then I started making friends, and then I thought... I did cheer whenever I was back in my hometown,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't for 7th grade because, you know, you try out the year before,
so
I couldn't do it. So that also kind of sucked, because I didn't do cheer that year, and I couldn't make any friends. So in freshman year, I was like, you know, I'm going to try out for cheer, I'm trying to make some friends, you know, mm-hmm. me do my thing. So I did that, and then it started getting better. You know, I made friends in cheer, you know, got my braces off. Starting to feel good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Kayma, you're hot shit. You know, everybody thinks that when you start, like, you know, like, growing up and, like, feeling better about yourself.
You put some mascara on, you're like, oh.
Oh, you're like, okay. Oh, shit. Or you just have, like, a really bad eyebrow phase.
I have a natural unibrow, so I definitely,
Yeah, I have, like, hair, like, I didn't get mine done. Mine, like, get, like, really thick. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to, like, cut them down because about a few months ago I realized, damn bitch, my eyebrows are thick as fuck. And not in a good way. Like, not like yours are nice. Like, they're like nice and like put together and thick. Mine are like
they do a squiggly thing, and it's just not, yeah, so I'm like, I'm just gonna, like, shape them.
Yeah.
And fix it.
Yeah.
So I went through that, and yeah, it was, it got better after that. Just that one year, it was really hard because I was really angry.
Yeah.
And
it's not like Texas is right next to Illinois. It's way down here.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. It's like, shit, like a 17-hour drive to go back to my home. Yeah, because it's like right by Chicago, which is right like the fucking edge, which sucked. So that was really hard. And I did go back to visit and things like that. And I'm mm-hmm. still cool with all my friends back there, except one. She ended up passing away.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still cool with all of them. Like, I think we're probably fucking blowing up my phone in the group chat. Like, I talk to them every day. Like, I love them. Like, I'm still really cool with them. And that's something that I really like that I kept up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't just leave that behind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you have, like, a phone back then so you could, like, mm-hmm. keep in contact with them?
Oh, yeah. Like, we FaceTimed, like, all the time. And, like,
it'd be harder, like, in the 70s. You're I hope I'd see you again.
You're just like, oh, well, you know, randomly meet up when you're, like, 30 years old. I'm like, hey, I remember you from, like, sixth grade.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we kept up, and, like, again, like, I still talk to them now, and I think I'm going to go back. I haven't been shit in, like, my, like, beginning of my, before my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been, like, a while. I haven't been there, but it's been hard. Like, I had a friend who was in my, like, middle school friend group, you know what I mean? And I was mm-hmm. super close to her. She was super close to my family.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up passing away. Mm-hmm. And it's been really weird. And I don't want to go back up there because I don't want to be... Like, it's not going to be the same without her.
Have you been up there since she passed mm-hmm. away? Yeah. I can imagine that's really...
So, it's just been... It's been odd. Yeah. Because I want to go back... And I feel selfish for not going because all my family's up there. Yeah. My other friends from my friend group are mm-hmm. up there, and I haven't seen them. And it's because I don't want to go back up there without her there.
Yeah, I feel like that's totally justified.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a weird thing, you know? And I don't know. I think I'm going to go back in the spring, though, and just say fuck it and, like, drive up there so I'll, like, also have my car. Because if I fly, I'm not going to have a car up there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which would suck to drive, but I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And go see them and talk with them. Because... It was also their friend, too. And they were there when she passed, so they know everything that happened, you know what I mean? And like,
so it's not like you would be on your own just there.
Exactly. It's not like I'd be on my own, and I need to talk to them and things like that. Like, I still talk to them now, but, like, I need to go up and see them, and it's just... It's been weird, because I just haven't wanted to go. But it's something that I need to do.
Right,
so it's been odd, but...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Amber actually told me about that, too.
She did?
Yeah. I had a friend here
mm-hmm.
who,
I think I remember you posting about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he just died recently. He died by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And, I remember it being really weird because, he was kind of like, we were friends, but we didn't like hang out or anything. I mm-hmm. just kind of knew of him. I was kind of like a wallflower in school. So I was the one, I was not a cheerleader. Mm-hmm. I was not a popular kid.
Yeah.
And he was a wallflower too.
Mm-hmm.
And he wore these big glasses. He was really tall and skinny and like clunky, I guess, like mm-hmm. typical boy.
Mm-hmm.
But people were really mean to him and they bullied him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he died, like nobody paid attention to it. And I remember being mm-hmm. so angry about it. I was like, you guys played a part in this. Like mm-hmm. you all played a part in this. You
exactly.
should. And there was no, like, hashtag rest in peace or anything. Like, mm-hmm. they just forgot about him.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it is what it is. Like, a normal thing, and it pisses you off.
It's like, how can you forget about somebody?
Exactly. And, that was a living person.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably been to school with them since you were in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And it just, you don't do anything. Like, it's bothering.
It is.
Like, do you mind if I talk about, like, what happened with my friend?
No, you can. It's all up to you. If there's something that you do talk about and later you're like, maybe that should not go on air, tell me and I'll cut it off.
Okay, I got you. This is one of the things that I want to talk about. My phone's probably going to put this up here. What's it called? So, my friend, her name is Maddie, right? And mm-hmm. she ended up passing away from suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her when I was in sixth grade, and I was, like, in sixth grade, I was, like, really, like, the fun kid, like, I was really outgoing, I did cheer, like, I did everything, like, my dad was a cop in town, and he knew everybody, he was actually, like, cool with everybody, I knew everybody, like, just knew everybody, right,
mm-hmm.
and I would eat lunch with these girls that I also cheered with in middle school, you know what I mean, and we'd, like, hang out, and this one girl showed up at my table one day, and she was, like, really quiet, she was, like, just drawing, like, doing her own thing, and I was, like, want to say hi to her. Just like, you know, I was like, I have no idea who this is. Yeah. So I was like, and I had like tater tots and I didn't want them. I was like, hey girl, like, you want my tater tots? You know? And she's like, oh no, like, it's okay. And I was like, oh, like, what's your name? Like, I'd never seen her before. And I've been there my whole life. I was like, I've never seen her before.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, what's your name? And she's like, oh, my name's Maddie. And I mean, she was like really quiet and like really sweet. And she's like, no, like, I didn't even eat lunch. I was like, girl, like, eat some lunch. I was like, take my tater tots. Like,
have them.
Yeah, I was like, eat some lunch. I was like, you need to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I don't want to. Like, really quiet. I was like, oh, okay. And ever since then, I would, like, slowly, like, talk her up every day. And I'd be like, hey, like, you know, what's up? Because she was really quiet.
Yeah.
And I was like, she seems really nice. I was like, I want to be nice to her. You know what I mean? I'm, like, middle school. I want to be nice. And we ended up becoming really good friends. And, like, really, really good friends. Love her. We ended up playing, like, basketball together. Like, she wanted to do basketball so bad.
Yeah.
But she was too shy to. So I told her, I was like, girl, I'll do it with you. Let's go. And I played and she did fucking bomb. Like, she did so good. And she would tell me, she's like, thank you for doing it with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. She was too shy. So I was always like, I got you. We did it like in seventh grade too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I got you. Like, whatever you need. I knew she was shy. I was like, I'll help you. Like, I loved her to death. She would come around my family all the time. Like, all the time. She had a really weird family situation as well.
Yeah.
That I always knew about. And my mom would always like take her in. Kinda, yeah. And I never really understood it. Like, she would always take her in and...
You're kind of too young to like, have comprehend. The capacity to do that.
Yeah, and, like, understand what's going on. I was kind of just like, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what it is. But she would always be like, Maddie has been nice. She wants... Tell Maddie to come over for dinner. Tell Maddie to do this. You know what I mean? Like, come over. She needs something clean. Like, her jacket was kind of... Let me wash it for her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it was so nice of her. And I didn't understand at the time. I was just like, okay, fuck it, whatever. You know, she's being nice. Doesn't wash my shit, but washes
whatever.
Maddie. Yeah, I was like, whatever, mom. And we would always pick her up for basketball practice and things like that. Like, all the time. We'd do a bunch for her. Like, I love her. And when I left for after seventh grade, it made me really sad because I wasn't going to see my friends, especially Maddie, because we'd become really close. And again, like, my family would always do stuff for her.
Yeah.
And I was like, I knew she had a weird family situation. I was like, well, Maddie's not going to get this now. Maddie's not going to get this now. And she had a lot of mental health problems, even back then. Mm-hmm. In sixth grade, she had, like, an eating disorder. She had a really bad eating disorder. She was kind of heavier when I met her. Mm-hmm. Lost a bunch of weight, like, 100 pounds, like, as a sixth grader. Like, lost so much. She would always talk about being sad. She would self-harm, and we knew about it. And me and my friends, we would try to talk to her and just always try to comfort her. Like, she was such a sweetheart. And seeing her go through that and having to leave that really bothered me as well. That's also something that, when I left, it really bothered me because I knew I was leaving her behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, life went on. High school, did cheer, got busy with life down here, kind of, in a sense, kind of forgot about them for a little bit.
Yeah, it's easy to do if you're living in a new life.
Oh, yeah, and I was, you know, I was cheering, I was trying to, like, you know, make friends, you know, I mean, I was interested, like, in boys, I was like, oh, this boy's cute, am I going on a date, you know, I mean, and stopped talking to them as much, and that's something that I regret, that I really regret, that I wasn't there when I should have been, even just a little bit, and just been like, hey, how you doing, you know what I mean? Like, she would always call me. She would always call me randomly and be like, hey, girl, what's up? How you been? I was like, hey, Maddie, you know, talking about there. And she always, I knew she was struggling, but she would always check in on me.
Mm.
Even when she was struggling. And I always respected that from her, looking back on it now. And sophomore year went by and then junior year came and I randomly got a call one day and it was my friend, Haley. And she was like in our little group and she's like, bro, some shit went down. Like, what? I was like, you good? Like, you can, like, crash or something? Like, what's up? She's like, well, Maddie's in the mental hospital again.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, again? It was, like, her third time going. I told her, she's always had mental problems, so she just things like that. And I was like, no fucking way. And I would get those calls all the time. It started all the time. Like, Maddie's back. She relapsed. She's going again.
Mm-hmm.
Another attempt. She's going back. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why is it getting so bad? You know what I mean? And I didn't understand depression and mental health as much as I did and anxiety and things like that.
It's a hard thing to comprehend, especially when you're younger. You're like, I don't get it.
Exactly. And, like, sad? And when you don't go through something, I guess, as much, it's really hard. And it was just, it started piling up and it got to the point where I didn't know how to talk to her anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to, I knew everything that was going on. I was always kept up with what was going on with her, but I never knew how to talk to her. And that bothers me still because I didn't reach out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to be like, hey, like, are you, what's up? You know, how's the fam doing? Because I didn't want it to trigger something for her or to put her in an offset and be like, well, now you're texting me after, like, months of you not texting me. It was because I didn't know how to reach out to her, and it really bothered me.
And then you, like, it's such a taboo topic because you don't know how to address it.
Yeah, exactly.
And be like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah, and I don't want to... I don't want it to make her... There's so many things. I didn't want to make it seem that, you know, I didn't care or I'm only checking in just because or anything. And so that happened. And I kind of just stopped talking to her. And I was kind of just waiting for another call from Haley, being like, hey, she went back. Hey, she went back, you know. And then one night, during my senior year, it was like the beginning of my senior year, I was driving to work to the place in Richardson where I helped with the old guy. Mm-hmm. And my phone kept just like buzzing, not the music. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? So I look at it. It was like 6 missed calls from Haley. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, you know, just listen to music. And I answered and she's like, hey, you need to pull over. I was like, what do you mean I need to pull over? She's like, I need to tell you something serious. Like, you need to pull over. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So I pull over. I'm like, what's up, girl? Like, something with the family? Like, you know, what's up? And she's like, Maddie's gone. Like, Maddie's gone. I was like, you're fucking lying. Like, shut the fuck up, you know? And she was like, no, Kimberly, she's gone. Like, I just got the call. I called the other friends, and she's like, I called them, talked to my mom, talked to Maddie's cousin. She's gone.
Yeah.
And I started fucking... I was like, you're kidding. I'm, like, starting to cry, and I'm like, you're kidding. And, like, I remember that moment so...
Just surreal. Vivid.
Yeah, surreal. Like... I was sitting in the Rockwall Walmart parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
My lights off. There's like a person getting in the car next to me. I'm like yelling in my car. Like, I did not care. I didn't see them. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm like, you're fucking kidding. I'm like, Haley, don't play this fucking joke. This is not funny. Like all this stuff. I'm like, because I knew it was
real. You jumped straight to denial.
Yeah. And I was pissed because I knew it was real. And I knew that I hadn't reached out to her. And I knew what she was going through. I know how many shitty people in that town talking shit on her for her depression and anxiety and bipolar and everything. And I was, all this anger was bottling up. Like when I was in middle school again, when I was angry, like just for no reason. Well, I was angry for a reason this time, but I was just, I was pissed. I was so mad. And, that's just how she told me. And it was really hard. And like you said with your friend, that nobody was like, oh, you know, they're gone and I miss them and things like that. There was, the town is so small that everybody knows everybody. Yeah. And so many people bullied her and talked shit on her and posted things about her for her, like, having anxiety attacks in class or having an eating disorder in sixth grade and being really chubby and then getting really thin and not being thin enough and her having a poor family and, like, just so many things talked shit on. And right when they found out that she passed away, everybody was like, oh, my God, Maddie, she will be
like
missed.
A Hannah Baker situation.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And it pissed me off so bad. They were like, oh, my God. And they had, like, a balloon release for her. And everybody was, like, taking videos, like, on Snap and shit. And were like, miss you, Maddie. Long live Maddie. Like, she was such a sweet soul. And I'm like...
Really? Because you guys didn't treat her like that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And I'm sitting here, like, fucking miles away, 1,000 miles away, and I'm just, like, pissed. Like, I'm, like... I can name everybody that talks shit on her, and I can tell you that, like, I came in the bathroom and stopped her from self-harming herself because this one girl at basketball called her a fat bitch. But you're like, long live Maddie. I love Maddie. I played basketball with her. And it just, like, it pissed me off so bad, and so many emotions were happening at that time. And that's something that really changed my outlook on life.
Yeah.
It was with her passing, and it's just...
And also, what happens when somebody dies by suicide is in their obituary online or, like, anything else, nobody will say it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to say the S word.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is just like, they suddenly passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Or they died in unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, and you're just like...
And I feel like that is part of the problem. Like, nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah, and it's...
Nobody wants to say anything.
Exactly. And it's something that needs to be talked about.
Exactly.
Like, like me, when I talk about... Maddie passing away, I say like she passes away, unless someone's like, oh, well, you know how, and I'm like, oh, she passed away from suicide, but I just don't want to be like, oh, well, she killed herself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's, it's very blunt,
yeah,
which is how it needs to be, but in certain senses I just like, you know, she passed away.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't want to
get into it. Exactly. And so like I kind of just say that, but like now, you know, of course I'll talk about like, yes, she did commit suicide, that's what it is. And I look at mental health completely different now.
Yeah.
100% different. And I have a lot of respect for people who struggle with things like that. Because she was so close to my heart. Like, again, like, my family did so much for her. And looking back at it now, when she passed, my mom was like, do you understand why I did the things? I can see more than you could at your age. You know what I mean? I saw that she was struggling. I wanted to give her a sense of home. I wanted to give her a sense. She didn't have her mom in her life either.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to give her a sense of a mom. You know what I mean? I always saw, you know, sometimes her clothes are real dingy and dirty. Let me wash them. You look kind of hungry. let me make a big plate of food for dinner. You take some home. You know what I mean? You need to ride to basketball practice. We'll be there 5 minutes early, and we're going to go get ice cream after.
Yeah, see, the adults can see what's going on, but when you're a kid, which is news to me because I was a kid like Maddie. Like, I had a bunch of trauma in my life, and I just remember being the kid that was always sad, always, like, I remember, like, in intermediate school, so that's, like, 7th and 8th grade here.
Oh, yeah.
I remember trying to rely on my friends because I didn't have a positive, like, adult to talk to. And I could tell that none of them knew what to do. None of them knew how to talk about it. And you can't expect kids to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't even notice back then.
Yeah, you're just like yeah, that's who she is.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. Like, I always loved Maddie. Like, I was cool with her. Like, just because she had other things going on didn't mean, you know, I, like, didn't respect her in a way or wasn't cool with her because of that. But my mom always did that. I thought it was so odd. And when she passed and I came home after work and I was talking to her about it, she was like, she's like, this sounds bad, Kayma, but I kind of always felt something like this would happen. Like, sounds sad. She's like, I don't want to say that, but she's like, but for the time that she was here, I wanted to make sure she knew she was loved. Yeah. She knew she always had a place to come to. You know, she was hurting. She's like, it made me sad too when we had to leave Illinois because I knew we were leaving.
You couldn't take her with?
Yeah. And she's like, I knew we couldn't take her with. And she's like, but, you know, things in life happen. But she's like, for the time that we were there, I wanted to make it apparent that she was loved. She knew that we loved her. She always had a place to come to eat, to sleep, to feel a sense of home. You know what I mean? I always tell my mom, I'm like, I really appreciate that you did that.
We need more, like, angels like that on earth to help people like that.
Exactly. And I appreciated it because I was like, Mom, like, I really appreciate that. I couldn't see that. And she's like, no, I don't expect you to see it.
You were young. Yeah. You had
Which
is another problem. Like, kids don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have no idea. And she's like, well, you know, I hope they look at that now and you do the same thing. Like, you help innocence, like a child. You know what I mean? She's like,
when you're a child also, like, I can imagine that Maddie didn't really understand either what was going on. Because I remember the first time I ever thought about, like, killing myself or anything. I was 9 years old, and that's way too young. And no kid knows what to do with that. They're like, I'm just having these thoughts. I'm a sad person. Blah, 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 blah. Like, no kid knows what to do when they're experiencing it or when somebody they love is experiencing it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So it's all just like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. And, like, she had a really fucked up family life. And it made me sad. And at the same time, I also couldn't understand it because I have two parents. We've always been together. I mean, I didn't fight, like, too much. Yeah. You know what I mean? I had two brothers. We were always, like, we did family shit, like, all the time. Like, really family-oriented. Appreciate my parents a lot for that. You know what I mean? And she didn't have that. And so when she kind of talked about it, I would listen. But I never really, like, understood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
you can't.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, well, you know, you don't have your mom. I have a mom. You can meet her if you want. You know what I mean? I was, I didn't really know how to come for
her. That's so sweet, actually.
Yeah. I was like, I always told her that. I was like, you know, you can come. My mom, if you want.
Mom, she cooks some good dinner. Yeah. You want to?
I mean, she makes some shitty casseroles and that's why I eat it. Like, you can come over.
You're welcome to try it if you want.
Exactly. That's what I always do, you know? And so whenever she'd talk about it, it was real weird to kind of talk with her about it, but I always tried to listen because she had something that, or I had something that she didn't, you know, I always wanted to help her.
Yeah.
So
you telling that story actually makes me think about my friends at the time. Because I had, like, a group of friends. And like I said, I was the Maddie. I was the one that was self-harming at the age of whatever. And, like, having an eating disorder and all of this stuff. When they could not comprehend what that meant. They were like, why are you doing that? Like, I don't understand what's happening
here.
In, like, sixth grade or whatever. So, like, it makes me think, like, I mean, there's nothing that I would have done differently because I didn't have any outlets to go to, but, like, there should be outlets that a kid can go to. I mean, I went to a counselor, but they made me feel like I was in trouble for it.
Yeah, and because you're young and you don't want to, I feel like, I don't know your experience personally, but, like, I feel like a kid, or even thinking of, like, myself, if I was in, like, middle school and I was harming myself and thought about suicide and things like that, I wouldn't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't, especially with an adult or a counselor, like a school counselor. Hell no. And I wouldn't want to do that. So I feel like there should be better outlets that you can actually feel safe.
Yeah.
Not like you're pressured. Like, did you feel pressured when they talked to you about it?
I did, yeah. Because, well, our dad is abusive. And he has been our whole life. So I remember going to them and telling them about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they made me feel like I was in trouble for telling them that.
Yeah.
So then when it came to all of the stuff down the line, like feeling depressed and knowing that I was self-harming, like, I didn't trust them.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell them either.
Exactly.
Because if you tell them one big thing and then they make you feel a certain way about it, why would you tell them more?
Exactly. Why? And you never know if that kid is on the edge. Like, yeah, you just brush him off. Just like in 13 Reasons Why with the counselor.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And it's, I love that show, by the way. It's just so good.
Me too. I didn't watch the last season, though. Yeah. I was kind of like, I'm done with this. It got,
like, weird. Yeah. The first season was good. Second one, I was like...
Second one was okay. The third one, I was like, I'm out. Yeah, I can't do this.
Exactly. The first one, though, good story, good everything, love it. You know what I mean? What was it called? But, you know, even with Maddie, like, she would talk to counselors all the time, but she wouldn't talk to them because her dad was really abusive. Like, again, like, she didn't have a mom, and she lived with her dad. I didn't know this till years later, but he was, like, really abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I understand why I didn't see it at the time, but he was, like, really, really, really abusive.
When you don't grow up in that environment, you don't have the, like, I don't know, like, the spidey senses to get that. Oh, yeah,
you don't have the tools to see it because you haven't experienced it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
So I couldn't even see it, you know what I mean? And now that I look back, completely see it, I'm stupid that I didn't, but I was young, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her always going to talk to the counselor, or, like, people would tell on her because she would be, like, leaving the bathroom and, like, her arm would be kind of bloody, or she had blood on her sweatshirt, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people would tell on her, and so she had to go talk, and she would never talk because she didn't feel comfortable, and then they would have her dad come in, and if her dad came in, he was going to beat the shit out of her later.
Exactly, yeah.
So she's like, why the fuck would I tell anybody, you know what I mean? And she started getting some help, though, when she started going to, like, mental institutions.
Yeah, they know what to do, but school counselors have no idea.
Yeah,
they're not
trained. And it was a rural little town that had never dealt with, like, mental health before, or a child having depression or suicidal thoughts. They're just like, oh, you're good. Just stop thinking like that.
Yeah, just stop.
Yeah, exactly.
You're cured.
Exactly. They would always tell her that. They'd be like, why are you sad? Like, just stop being sad. Like, you have so much to be happy for.
I'm cured from depression. Oh, thank you, like, so much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My eyes, rainbows in the fucking sky. Yeah. I feel so good.
Thank you for telling me that. Yeah. To drink water and just to not be sad.
Like, look at tears coming out. Soup them bitches up. Like,
yeah,
we're
exactly.
Good. And so I can see how that also made her feel shitty. But she did start getting a little bit better. I saw whenever she went to, like, the mental institution.
Probably because they're professionals and they know what they're doing.
And she was getting, like, really good meds and she was doing better. But then she would kind of get off of them and she would relapse. And I could tell that, you know what I mean? And I don't know. It was real weird. And even, like, with, like you were saying, with, like, self-harming and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, the group of friends that we were in with Maddie, we knew that she was doing it. Like, we knew it. And we would... We didn't understand it, but something I like is that we never judged her. We never understood it. We were like, how the fuck could you do that? Like, that, it grossed, like, to myself, I could never do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But we would, like, look into it and, like, research things so we could understand it. And we would, like...
Which is sweet.
Yeah, we wanted to help her because she was such a sweetheart. And, like, you know what I mean? We don't want our friend being hurt. And we'd look it up and it would be like, oh, you know, so they can feel something. And what we started doing is we'd go up to her and we'd just hug her. All the time. We just hug her. And we'll be like,
sweet.
Yeah, we're like, Maddie, like, we love you. We tell her we love her all the time because we're like, well, she doesn't feel something. We could maybe make her feel love. Like, we were so sweet back then and innocent. Like, I really like that because we did try to help her.
But that's also a problem because that should not be on your shoulders as a kid.
Yeah.
And somebody else should be doing something about it.
Helping
and it's
her.
Like, yeah, it's like, well, first problem is she didn't feel like she could go and tell anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to be able to tell kids that if there's something wrong like that, they can tell you. They can talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But then that doesn't happen. And then when she does go to try to tell somebody, they aren't trained. They have no idea what to say to her.
Oh, yeah.
They treat her like she's in trouble. Like, you're going to go to the mental institution or whatever.
Or, like, just make you feel shitty. So there's so many things with her situation that I look back on. It upsets me from adults and from her family and from other kids. And it's something that I've had to learn to let go of, but not forget.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, forgive in a sense, but not forget.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I always try to be an open person for, too. Not like someone who struggles with depression. I'm always like, you know, you need someone to call? Call me. You need someone to text? Text me. You know, you're just not feeling good that day? Let's go get food. Let's go do this. I always try to do that for my friend.
For today's faves, For today's Taste Faves, I chose National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Not everyone has a safe place to be this holiday season, and with the insanity that has been, as we know, 2020, more and more people are being forced to stay under a roof that they are not safe in. The National Coalition Against Domestic Violence stands to lead, mobilize, and raise their voices to support efforts that demand a change of conditions that lead to domestic violence, such as patriarchy, privilege, racism, sexism, and classism. They are dedicated to supporting survivors and holding offenders accountable and supporting advocates. The NCADV Public Policy Office collaborates with other national organizations to promote legislation and policies that serve and protect victims and survivors of domestic violence, and they work to change the narrative surrounding domestic violence. This organization, like most of the organizations I choose, it's very close to my heart because, as everyone knows, my family are survivors of domestic violence. This holiday season, if you are more fortunate than others, think about making a donation to those who are not as fortunate. Help others learn the signs to stop domestic violence for good. Anyways, no. Like you were saying before we were rudely interrupted.
People just didn't want to be in the podcast. They're like, bitch, let me on. Let me on this hoe.
No, they're telling me that the IRS is coming for my money. I'm like, yeah, sure they are. And yeah, like, hang up.
All good. Give me next year.
Yeah.
What was the comment saying? Oh, so she was going through a really bad breakup. And that's not depression. That's not anything crazy. But you still do feel bad. You don't feel great. And I remember she would lay in bed all the time and just want to cry. And, like, I understand because I went through the same thing. Mm-hmm. I was at the judge's house. I'm like, bitch, get up. Put a cute dress on. We're going out
Let's
tonight.
Go.
We're going to get food. Let's go. Because you may feel sad and things like that, but if I can try to help in any way. Or there's days or sometimes like that where you just don't want to move. You don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Until someone kind of pushes you, I'm like, let's go. Let's go have a good time. I know you don't feel the best, but let's go do something fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always try to, like, be that positive person for somebody because
a lot of people don't have that positive person.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people don't have a person to just be like, hey, I love you. Hey, you're looking good today. You know what
Look
mean?
At you.
Look at you. Loving the attitude you're giving. You know what I mean? Just like little things like that.
Yeah.
Like Maddie's whole situation that happened in my life, everything, it, when that happened, also a lot of really shitty things were happening in my life and kind of like piling on. And it wasn't just like little things, it was kind of like really big things, and that is the one that really pushed me over that like edge of wanting to change myself and change for the better, because that was, she was such a big part of my life and I lost that, and I blamed myself for a really long time and how I could have fixed it and how I could have talked to her and how I could have done this, but I ended up changing it around and thinking I can help other people.
Sucks that it had to happen that way.
Yes,
though.
Exactly. It fucking sucks that it does.
And that's why I hate it when people say, oh, everything happens for a reason. I'm like, okay, but it didn't have to happen.
Yeah.
Completely. It could have been prevented.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it could have, that is exactly, it could have been prevented. There's so many things that could have happened before, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's how I felt with Edwin, because, like, I also remember feeling that way too, like I could have said something or I could have done something different and he would still be here, and but like you can't think like that.
Yeah,
that's not how it went.
Yeah, exactly. You can't always dwell on the past, even though you want to. Like, you think, of course, after they're gone, you think of all these things that you could have done, all these things you could have said, and it, you know, and it starts to get to you a little bit because you're like,
it does.
I really could have done this, I really could have done this, and I did that for a really long time. Like, I would just sit and dwell on it, but I change it around to, I could have done that, but now I can do that for other people.
The next Maddie that you meet.
The next Maddie. So everybody that's in my life that I'm, like, very close to, I, like, I always text people. I'm like, hey, love you. Hope you're doing good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, like, how's your day been? Because I want to check up on everybody, especially people that I love that I'm very close to.
Yeah.
Like, my parents, we have, like, a weird relationship, kind of, but I tell them every day, I love you.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I'm like, hey, love you. Hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? Same with my little brother. I'm always like, love you. Love you, bitch.
Yeah.
Always make sure to tell all my friends. I'm always like, hey, love you. You know what I mean? How are you doing? I want to make everybody feel loved and that they have somebody
Yeah.
who does appreciate them. even if they're going through something, that you do have somebody that cares about you and appreciates you and always wants you here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And things like that. And I always want to be a positive outlet for somebody to come talk to on anything, you know, on your bad day when you're not feeling so good. If it's been 2 weeks, you're not feeling so hot. Come talk to me. Yeah. Let's go get some coffee. Let's get you out the house for a little bit. You know what I mean? Just kind of open your mind.
Yeah, because that can do wonders for somebody. Exactly. I mean, it's not going to cure their depression.
Oh, yeah, no.
But it helps.
It could be a stepping stone. You never know. It could be a stepping stone for somebody to get out their house. Mm-hmm. Maybe they haven't gotten out of bed in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can get them out of the bed. We can go sit in my car. We can just drink some coffee. Mm-hmm. Listen to some, like, Mac Miller. Hang out. I know. You know what I mean? Just, like, chill. You know what I mean? But it gets you out of the house. Gets you in a different environment. Opens your mind a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it maybe can make you feel a little bit better. Maybe the next time, if you want to hang out again, we can go to the park.
Yeah.
Go walk at the park. Just little things, you know what I mean? And it's not something, like, extravagant. I don't want to, like, put pressure on anybody. But if I can help
you. This is going to cure your depression.
Oh, yeah.
Come hang out with
me. Oh, yeah, exactly. 100%. Like, that's not what I'm, you know what I mean, like, trying to do. It's just, but if it's little milestones to make you feel better on one day, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Help you in little steps. Never pressure you to be like, I'm going to cure your depression. Let's go get a pizza. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I can make you feel a little bit better on one day than you do the next, I would love to help you with that. You know what I mean?
It's ironic, too, because people like you who go out of their way to help people like that are not the people who are responsible for people like Edwin, who was bullied his whole life, who took his own life. Mm. Like, you're not responsible for that.
Yeah.
Which the people who are should be the ones who are doing that.
100%. But. No, that is such a fucked up thing.
It is.
Of people. My thing, how could you, like, this sounds really shitty, but how could you kind of just, like, live your life and be like, oh, I'm a positive advocate for this. I'm a positive advocate for this. Advocate for so and so this shit, you know? But you look back on it and you, like, talk shit to somebody who ended up killing themselves or were rude or things like that. If that was me and I knew somebody that I was rude to that ended up taking their own life, I would feel so shitty and I would think so hard about what I did and I would apologize. I would literally go to their family myself and be like, I did a really shitty thing. I bullied your son or daughter or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah, whoever. I bullied them and that's on me. And I apologize to you and I'm going to fix this and I'm going to change because I caused something that's bigger than myself.
Yeah.
Y'all are hurting and that's because of me.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I know that for me, I am also an addict, so I've been in recovery for that. And so part of that recovery is going and making amends to people that you know that you've done something wrong to them. And it's, like, one of the, like, most stressful things ever because you have to own all your shit. But at the same time, it's so liberating because you don't own that anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And most people are like, I didn't even remember that. And it's not like, if you're having a bad day and you accidentally bump into somebody in the hallway, they're going to go and take their own life. But, like, in the same sense, like, you have to watch what you say and do to somebody.
And part of, like, what you said, like, owning up to it, people may not remember, like, exactly what you said, but in a way, it's, like, it feels good for yourself because you're owning up to your shit and you're growing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Like, you're growing up, in a sense, and you're growing out of who you used to be by understanding what you did, talking about it, and then, like, reflecting on it, and then getting better from it, which I really like. I love when people do that. Like, I hate when people are like, oh, I'm this, and then go back on their word.
Yeah.
That makes me so upset, and I don't understand why people do it. I really don't. That's, like, such a big thing for me, and I don't know.
Yeah, and of course, even, like, the nicest of people will have a bad day sometimes.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And that's not that. It's, like, when people are like, I'm such a, like, positive person, and they're total, like, bitches to somebody.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, like, that's something that I struggled with for a long time, honestly. I would do that all the time. Like,
really?
Yes, like leading up from being angry, it was a bunch of things piling on top. From leading up to being angry from moving here, and then, like, doing cheer and, like, looking better and growing up and getting this huge fucking ego. My head was so big, so fucking big. Had, like, a really cute boyfriend, like, my junior year. Felt like this shit. Yeah, I felt like my head. I was a bitch. I was such a stone cold bitch, and I was not real. I was fake. I wanted to be cool with everybody. And the beginning of my senior year, so many things started piling on top of each other. Like, I got dumped. I gained, like, 60 pounds. Mm-hmm. My friend that I love passed away. I crashed my car twice in the same week. Like, I was failing school. I was about to lose my job.
Like, just a giant smack in the face.
A bunch of fucking shit. I almost got kicked out of cheer because I cussed Afford out. Like, a bunch of things. I wasn't cool with anybody. Like, it was just, it was all, like, within, like, a month. Like, all this shit was happening. And I was like, what the fuck? And I ended up just, I remember just sitting in my room one day in pitch black dark. And I was, like, just so sad and just sitting there. And I was like, I need to change. Like,
yeah,
I need to change myself. I'm not happy. Things are happening, and I'm not going to throw myself a pity party. I'm going to fix what I want to fix. I'm going to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start caring about myself more. I'm going to start being real with people and not giving a fuck what people think. And I worked on that for, like, a whole year to really change myself into the person that I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I love myself now. I may have bad days, you know, where I don't feel good, yeah. And I may have really high
Everybody
days.
Everybody does.
Yeah. But yeah, exactly. And that's okay. Like, that is okay. And but you grow from those. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And things like that. And I know that now. And I learned so much in hitting rock bottom in a way.
Yeah.
In my life so far, that's, like, my rock bottom point. You know what I mean? I'm only 18, but, you know.
Yeah, I'll have a few more, I'm
okay,
sure.
I'll have a few more for sure. And then hopefully, you know, I become a fucking millionaire or something, you know. And so that's, like, my rock bottom point where I really realize I need to change. I need to stop being a fucking hypocrite and saying all these things and be like, I hate when people do this and not doing it myself and just being a bitch. I was such a bitch. I was so rude to so many people for no reason. Mm. And I hated that I did that, but I was just like, oh, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And it took me losing so many people and not being so happy with myself to realize that I was the problem.
Yeah. And that's really hard to admit. You're like, no, it's not me. It's he broke up with me.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
It's his problem. It's their problem.
Oh, yeah. And it's like this. And you can name so many reasons why it's not your fault.
Exactly.
But I looked at it and I was like, it's me. I'm the fucking problem. I'm not happy with myself. So I'm making everybody else around me unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was throwing myself such a pity party for all these things happening to me.
Yeah.
When a lot of it, I caused myself. And I was like, why is this happening? I knew damn well why it was happening, mm-hmm. but I just don't want to admit it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I really had to, like, think so hard and think to change myself.
That's why rock bottom teaches you more than cloud nine. Like,
oh, 100%. Yeah. And even, I don't even want to get to that point where I'm at cloud nine and become that bitch again. I
won't forget rock bottom.
Exactly. Yeah. I always want to be humbled. I always think back to that mindset of where I was and when I was working so hard to change myself, because mm-hmm. I always want to improve. I always want to improve myself.
That's pretty good for somebody your age too, because I know a lot of people your age. I'm like, yikes.
Yeah. And it's hard to, again, realize for yourself, you know what I mean? And that's something that I'm really advocate on, is always trying to, like, better myself, better the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everybody's have bad days and things like that, but you may be going through something worse than I am. I can help you. There's mm-hmm. people that when I was kind of going through it, helped me, and I appreciate it. I'm there for them now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my whole thing is I like to help people. I always want to help people. I always want to make them feel good, even if I don't feel good, because mm-hmm. I had someone do that for me, and I appreciated the hell out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always want to help people, so.
Good for you.
Thank you. I just, sorry, that was a lot.
No, it's okay. I loved it. Sorry, I dropped my chopstick. Oh, I'm the one that's always, like, putting on chapstick, especially in the winter, because my lips get so dry.
Same. Mine is in there in my hands. Like, I forgot to put lotion on, and now I, like, regret it. But
yeah, if I forget to put lotion on, I'm like, okay, I have to restart my day, because this is not going to go well.
Let me fix all of it. All good. But question, though, I do have to leave pretty soon, though, because I have work.
Yeah, yeah,
I got to go home, because if I show up at the restaurant like this,
no,
I'm not getting
good.
Any good tips.
No, you're good. Also, that is an hour behind. Or it's an hour above.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah, so it's not three?
I think. Yeah, it's two.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 3:13.
Oh, my God. No.
I was like, because I...
You're like, I gotta go. Yeah.
I leave my house at 3:30, so I was like, if I show up like this, I'm a waitress, and they won't tip me good, and that's why I make extra money.
Have you ever, have you ever been to a suicide prevention walk?
No, but I saw that you went with Amber and Haley.
Yeah.
And I want to go to that so bad.
Yeah.
Like, one of them.
Well, this year they didn't have it because COVID. But you should come with us next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
For
it's kind of like a really sad day in parts of it, because, like, it starts off and they have, like, these different tables with different color beads.
Mm-hmm.
and everybody picks a bead, and each color stands for something different. So I think, like, white might be the loss of a spouse, and green is, like, friend or something, or, like, blue is, like, if you struggle yourself. So everybody's wearing all these beads, and you can just tell by the color of the bead what, who they lost. And then that's they have, like, a memorial wall, too, where people put, like, pictures of their lost ones, and it's, like, really, like, you might cry a lot, because, like, it's dark day, but, like...
It's something that needs to be talked about, though. Exactly. Which I like that they do that, like, a whole walk, and they have the wall and everything, because it's something that does need to be talked about, and I really like that.
Yeah, and, like, the last year that we went, they had each... they had one person for each color go up and talk about their experience. Like, one color, I think it's orange, is, like, loss of a first responder. Or, like, and then, parent or a child, those are the ones that you're always like,
oh my god, yes, that's like if you lost your child, oh my god.
And then they have like booths that have like informational stuff, so they have like To Write Love on Her Arms is an organization that's always there, and then they have like a day, I think it's November 17th, I think is the day. It's International Survivors of Suicide Loss, so like if you've lost somebody that you love, it's like a, I don't know, like an event that you go and you meet a bunch of people who have also lost somebody else, and then you kind of get like resources, I guess.
Yeah.
So they have all that, and then you just walk. And I don't really know what the walk is for. You just like go and you walk however long and you come back. And
Maybe you can like meet a bunch of people too and talk and just like share stories, you know?
Yeah.
And in a way, like a celebration of life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is, I like. I really like that because, you know, it probably is very sad, like you said. I can completely see it being sad. It's a sad topic, but in a way I see it maybe like it's like a celebration of life, like y'all are all walking and talking and meeting new people,
people who have also struggled. There's so many people there, so many people, and so it's kind of like, oh, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
And also people who have lost somebody, they're like, I'm not the only one who has lost somebody to this. And they want to, I think their goal is to eliminate suicide loss by like 50% by a certain like year.
That's good. Yeah,
so they have like a bunch of amazing stuff.
No, I love stuff like that, and like when I start like making money and things like that, and then like stable, like give me a couple few years, nothing like
super nothing fast. Like next year.
Yeah,
next
nothing, month. Like super fast. Yeah, but I want to like help with organizations like that, you know what I mean, with suicide prevention and getting better programs to talk with kids and things like that. Like if I ever had like a career change, say when I'm, I don't, whenever I want, you know what I mean? Say if I kind of get down like doing MRI, or you have to move people. So say I got like weaker, you know what I mean? And older and didn't want to move. I would 100% go be a counselor.
Yeah.
Even if it was just like some shitty little high school counselor or something, I would make it to where I'd actually talk with the kids and be open-minded. Like, I'm a very open-minded person, and I can talk about anything, and I never push my opinion on anybody, like I, or try not to, you know what I mean, and actually listen, like I would actually listen to a kid. And because again, like I went through something like that, and it did happen when I was in high school, you know what I mean, and in a sense, even if it's years later, I can still kind of correlate, you know what I mean, and not get them in trouble and just listen, you know what I mean, and be like, if you ever want to go meet for coffee or something, call, you know what I mean, you can always come in here and we can talk about a date and we can go talk. And just open to talk. You know what I mean? And that's something, bringing back to Stafford, that she was, like, the one teacher I could actually talk to about stuff like that. Like, things going on with Maddie, I actually talked to her about that. And things with, like, my breakup that really hard and things about me changing myself. She listened. She never went and, like, called my mom and was like, Kayla's talking about this or this or this. You know what I mean? She just listened and she would give me her real opinion. And sometimes I would, again, be throwing a little pity party for myself, and she would be like, Kayma, stop. You're being a little bitch. Fix your shit. And I was like, what? But I look back
on... I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was like, what? But then I look back on later, I was like, she's so right. Like, she's so... And I respected her for that, because she called me when I was off my shit, you know what I mean?
Those people are the best.
Yeah.
Like, you might hate them in the moment, but later on, you're like, well, I guess I'm thankful for
them. Yeah, exactly. Like, I would hate in the moment, but like, shut up. Like, that's so stupid. But I think back on later, I'm like, She was right, and I respected her because she did it out of, like, love for me. And she would even tell me, she's like, hey, I love you, and I don't want to see you, like, be this little girl who grows up to be, like, having pity parties for herself and thinking she's the shit. Which I was like, shut up. Like, I'm not. But, you know,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
About.
I was like, you know what you're talking about. But I think about it later. And she was completely right. And I respect her for that. And that's why, like, I'm still cool with her now and everything. And she was the person that, like, a counselor in a way, I could always go and talk to. And she would, like, never say anything. And she would always... The only time she did, like, text my mom or something is she would notice how it's kind of off and wouldn't talk to her about anything. She's like, hey, is, you know, Kayma doing okay? Like, she wouldn't mention anything, but she'd be like, hey, is she good? Like, maybe check up on her.
Mm-hmm.
She's acting real different, you know? Like, not, like, her normal, like, moody self. She's just being a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And I respected that, too, because she noticed when I was off and she had enough knowledge to say something. And not in, like, a rude telling my business way, but just, like, hey, like, might want to check up on her.
Yeah. Because
she won't talk to me.
And that's, like... That's what a counselor at school should be.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But the counselors at school do, like, the star test or whatever. Mm-hmm. There needs to be somebody at the school who you specifically go to when somebody's in a crisis. Or, like, and that's what they're there for. Because, like, as much as I love, like, Stafford or Ms. Crumno, that's not their job. It wasn't supposed to be their job. They do it amazing. But, like, they also have, like, all of their other stuff.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, honestly, if there was somebody else at the school, I don't think I would have gone to them. I would have gone to Ms. Crumno anyways.
Yeah,
but,
me too. Yeah, no, because the one time that I talked to a counselor, like, in school... I was really good. Like, I really, up until, like, my senior year when I skipped, like, every day because I didn't care.
Yeah.
I was a really good kid. Like, I never got, like, ISS or, like, detention.
Yeah.
I don't even think I got detention. Maybe I had makeup hours, but I was never, like, a bad kid. Never got kicked out of class, nothing.
Yeah.
And it was in Coach Waters' class, and it was, Amber was in there, too. I don't know if she got in trouble for it, too, but we had a pep rally, and they let cheer out early for a pep rally.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the time wrong because Stafford told us the wrong time. We told Coach Waters, like, hey, we're going to leave. We had to leave at this time to go get ready for the pep rally. He was like, okay, that's fine. So we left at that time and we got in the locker room and nobody was there. We're like, what the fuck? We'll just stay here early. You know what I mean? And I guess he ended up, someone found out, or like Miss McMaster or something found out and tattled on us. And we had to go talk to the counselor. And we went to the counselor and she was just like railing my shit. She's like, really? You went out of class early and lied? And I was like, what? Like, what are you talking? I was like, what are you talking about?
Calm down.
And she was like, you lied about the time you're supposed to get out and just like going in on me. And I was like, whoa, I was like, hold up. I was like, I don't do anything bad. I didn't even know this was the wrong time. And she ended up bringing the principal in, and she was just in there just like, like, giving these weird faces.
Yeah, something like that happened, like, or not exactly that, but somebody, Amber was walking in the hallway one day, and some girl dropped her vape in the hallway, and it landed near Amber. Yeah.
I was there when that happened. Well, I wasn't there, but she told me after, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and, like, they called her dad and everything, and they were like, well, if it was Amber and you know for sure it was her, then show us the cameras. And they were like, we're not going to show you the cameras.
Exactly.
And it's like, come on. You're, like, just looking for a fight here.
No, I remember that, too, because I think she was late to cheer or something, and I was like, hey, girl, it was my junior year because we were super close because we had cheer, and then we had Mr. McKinney together after. I don't know if she told you about him.
Oh, wait, maybe. Hold on.
Mr. McKinney.
Yeah, Mr. McKinney and Coach Waters. Yeah.
What was it called? We, like, loved him. He was our math teacher. Loved him to death. Oh, my God. And I think we had it after, and I was walking there, and I was like, hey, like, where were you? And she, like, told me. I was like, what the fuck? It was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, they called my dad, and I knew it was a problem. They called y'all's dad. I was like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. And then she was like, yeah, but, like, it's good. Like, we're getting it figured out. I was like, okay, good. I was like, could I? Amber has told me a little bit about y'all's situation a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And so I knew whenever she said that, I was like, oh, shit.
Which is funny because he was on her side in that situation.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, show me the cameras. Show me that it was hers and it fell out of her bag.
Yeah, that's good. Because, I mean, Amber didn't get in trouble either. Amber didn't do anything.
No.
And so they were just always looking to pick on somebody. And I think even that year, someone found a vape in the cheer locker room. So they were kind of just, like, on our ass the whole year about, like, anything happening. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It was a weird
time. Do you miss cheer?
That's a hard question to answer. I miss Stafford.
Yeah.
I miss how we suck. I miss certain people from the team.
Yeah.
But, like, Amber. I miss Amber. I love Amber. I saw Amber a few weeks ago. I need to see her again. I love
She's
her.
Here. She yeah, works she... at alumni.
Oh, we're talking about cheer. We're talking about cheer. What's it called?
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called. So, like, I miss Amber. Love Amber. I miss, like, a few other people from there. You know what I mean? Like, people that I graduated with. Amber. Miss Amber. Well, and Kaylee. You know what I mean? But other than that, I miss some other people from the team. But the whole...
Do you miss the actual act of cheering, though?
Sometimes I do. Yeah. Like, the actual act of it, when it was good, I really liked it. If you have the right people, and I love tumbling. Like, I love tumbling so much. It was so fun. Jumps were fun. You know, when you go up and, like, you jump in front of... I don't know. It's a fun thing to do. But... It has to do with the people that are in it.
Yeah.
And
it's high school. Everybody's petty.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, at that time, especially like my senior year, is when I started to like change. Like I hit that rock bottom. I wanted to start changing. I was chubbier. I was like 210. Mm-hmm. I'd always been, I'm like bigger built. Mm-hmm. I have like a really broad dad. So I got his jeans. So I'm like a bigger girl, like, right. Well, not like bigger, but like broad shouldered, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I've never been like 110. I've never been like that skinny, but I've always been like kind of like healthy.
I know. I hate Amber. She's like, I'm 109 right now. I need to lose it. I'm like shut
girl,
the fuck up.
No, seriously. Like, I'm like, I've never been 110. I've always been just like broader. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I've been like healthy, but I've never been like pin stick. Yeah.
You've never been Caitlin Webb, who has always been tiny.
Yeah, I've never been like tiny, super cute, petite. I've always been like lengthy and like broad and like, but still kind of skinnier, you know what I mean? And that is like the heaviest I've ever been. And it was weird because I've never been like that before. And I got really comfortable in a relationship. And then I got fucking dumped because I was a bitch and like so many things. Mm. And it was when I started to change. And they were just, so many people were so rude for no reason. And when I started changing, I started realizing that that's what I used to do. Mm-hmm. And I saw it from other people and I hated it. That people were just rude for no reason. Yeah. Talked shit for no reason.
It's girls, it's high school, and it's cheer.
Exactly.
It's
exactly. Yeah. And I was like, damn. And I never realized it before. And I was like, I kind of like stood back for a second. I was like, damn. And I realized that it was high school and everything. But I'm like, in a way, it doesn't have to be like that, though, you know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It doesn't have to be everybody talking shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to contribute to just being rude and nasty all the time.
Yeah.
So I stopped. I started literally just, I hung out with like a few people in cheer, did whatever I wanted. Well, not whatever I wanted to do, but like did my own thing, you know, started losing weight, started doing better. People were like, oh my God. Like once I started like doing better and like losing weight, which was such a big thing for them. When I started losing weight, they're like, oh my God, you look so good. Oh my God, you look so happy. You look la la la. When I was struggling on the inside, but because I looked good on the outside, everybody was like, oh my God, you look so good. You look so happy. And it,
that's how eating disorders start too.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I did, but for a while, I think I had a little something starting.
Disordered eating.
Yeah, and I cut off, but I won't say it like that because I don't know, and I'm not going to be
Well, you can have disordered eating without having an eating disorder. If you're not eating breakfast and you're eating crackers, like, that's disordered eating.
I used to do that all the time. Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's like, I don't say that I have one only because I don't know for sure, but I did, I think I had a little problem. I had a problem with food. That's what I say, you know?
Yeah.
And I would go like 3 days without eating, and I'd like drink like maybe a cup of milk for like nutrients, and then and I was like, oh, I'm looking thin, I'm looking good.
And then when everybody's like, you look so good, you're just like,
I'm actually starving. Yeah, I feel good, but then it, like,
if only you could see what I look like on the inside.
Exactly. And like it pushed me like not eat more, because like, oh, I think I look good. Well, if I eat less, you know, I'll get even skinnier. And I'll feel good. And that's another thing that really pissed me off about cheer too, is because once I started looking good, everybody was like, oh my God, girl, you look so good, like, you know, you're looking good. And it pissed me off because like nobody asked me how I was doing like on the inside in a way. Like, they only cared, they're like, oh, we care about you, but like if you look good, like you're good then. But if I'm struggling on the inside, and that like, they
nobody's
never
saying asked. Anything
yeah they never asked. And I would always ask people like, hey girl, how you doing, you know what I mean, how you feeling or anything. Because me on the inside, and the thing that happened with Maddie, I started to change.
Yeah.
And wanting to make sure that people were really good, you know, instead of being like, oh, I'd always be like, oh, you look good. But at the same time, I'd be like, how are you feeling?
You look good, but are you
okay
care?
On the inside? Yeah. And I was like, oh, I saw you in the hall, you know, look kind of sad. Like, what's up? Like, you want to talk about it? If you don't, it's okay. But no, I love you. You're good. And so, oh my gosh, should I look at that car?
Oh my gosh.
I just saw the colors on it and it scared me. But, cheer was a weird thing. So I miss it in a sense, but in a sense, no, because it made me feel really shitty about how I looked and how I reflected on treating other people. And when I started doing my own thing, people did not like that. They were like, why are you talking shit with us? Like, people, like, in my start group would talk shit, and I would literally be like, hey, I'm gonna step on the other side. Yeah, I would literally sit there and I would turn around and I'd be like, I'm not gonna do it, you know? Yeah.
I've heard that a lot from people I know that have been Golden Debs too.
Mm-hmm. They talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, and they're they're held to a very high standard.
I'm like, it's high school.
Yeah, like, calm down.
Yeah, no, seriously, like my brother, I have a little brother, he's got a girlfriend who's in Debs, right? And I was talking with her about it and about some of the rules that they have.
It's insane.
Yeah, like, I knew that, I mean, she's always been around them, and, like, I knew that they had strict rules, but, like, damn, the stuff she was telling me. Like, one of the things is that if you're sad about something, like, say, you know, you're practicing, you're just not feeling good about something, mm-hmm. you have to talk to the director. You, like, she will sit you in her office, and then you cannot leave until you talk. Like, until you talk about what's actually happening.
Interesting.
Which, isn't that, like, that's forcing somebody to talk about something. Isn't that I don't know. Me, that bothered me.
I think it was a little different because I had, whenever I was in school, we had a different Golden Debs.
Oh, Miss Allen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never knew her too much.
Yeah.
I knew someone that said that she loved her, but she was like the same person as her. So I think the most I've stolen from y'all is a piece of cake.
Oh.
I think it was for my little birthday thing or whatever.
I think you should owe us that back.
I got you. I'll bring you the cake. Or I think, okay. What's it called? No, I remember because I used to go over to y'all's house all the time. Whenever y'all lived, like, in Rice City. Whenever you lived with Antonia.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She talks about you all the time.
Really?
So, yeah.
I love her. Oh, my God. I saw that y'all did a Thanksgiving one, and I need to listen to it. And I was like, Antonia! Oh, my God. No, I have so many memories with Amber at that house. Like,
yeah.
That was so fun. And I just... That's, like, I love Amber, and I appreciate her for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that gave me a sense of family, too. Like, because I have family down here, but it's just, like, my immediate family, not like my cousins.
It's like
anything.
Your mom and your dad. And
oh, yeah, they're all up home. And so I don't ever really get like a sense of family. Mm-hmm. And so whenever like your mom would be home and then Antonia or like Andrew and like we all hang out, I was like, I love this so much. And like Coda would be there. And like, oh,
Coda.
My God.
Yeah.
I love Coda. And it was just, it was so fun. Like, I appreciate Amber so much for that because it was so fun. And then she threw me like a birthday party. And I was like, I love Amber so much. Like, I appreciate her more than I think she ever knows. Like, mm-hmm. she's done a lot for me. I love her.
Oh my God, yeah, you should go see her at alumni. I don't think she works today.
But. I need to text her and be like, girl, when you could do something. Because I know that she's been at PJC,
mm-hmm.
and my bitch ass has been working.
She's here until, like, January 8th or something like that.
Oh, she got to go for cheer, though. She got to go back early.
No, I can't remember. I know she's, like, she's in school right now, but she does it, like, online.
Mm-hmm.
But she got here November 24th, and she's... is pretty much here for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then she goes back in January.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought, because I know that's what, like, a lot of people were doing.
Yeah.
But, like, my friend goes to state, and their break is long as fuck. She doesn't go back till, like, January 29th.
Really?
That's, like, long.
And I probably have that date wrong. I know it's January sometime, but...
Yeah, that's, like, because I just didn't know, because, like, 8th is pretty early, because I know a lot of people who go back, like, normally, like, Tech's is, like, they go back, like, the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
Amber, if you ask Amber, she's gonna be like, no, it's March. I'll be like, well, I messed up. So.
I'm like, girl, it's good, you go back, I got you, I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah,
because oh my gosh, no, but it's crazy. Everything with colleges are crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen how many parties there's been at Tech and everything?
Mm-hmm.
And so many people give you shit when you wear masks out,
especially
public.
Here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, what the, like, okay,
I deliver pizza, and like, we have to do like contactless delivery.
Oh,
so we have like a little box that we put the pizza on,
mm-hmm.
and then we step back like 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And people are so upset. They'll be like, you don't have to do that. I'm like, I actually do, because I could lose my job.
Yeah, that's what I have to do. No, and then even what am I trying to say? The Chinese delivery place, or Chinese place I do, all I was hired for is to answer the phone, which mm-hmm. is super easy, but they're super sweet. I love them. And they have this, like, 30-year-old really shitty delivery driver, and they give him, like, 5-minute deliveries, and he takes, like, 30 minutes. And it makes me sad because it makes him look bad.
Yeah.
And people always call, like, where's my delivery? It's 5 minutes away, and he's taking forever. And so I told him, like, I'll deliver for you. I don't want to make you look bad. You're super sweet. Love you. Got you. So I'll do it. And I'll wear my mask, like, when I go, of course. And people will be like, you know, you don't have to wear that thing, right? Like, it's not real. I'm like, oh, okay. And then they, like, barely tip me because I'm wearing a mask. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm just trying to help you and me.
Yeah.
If you're not wearing it, that's fine. It's your house. Do you think?
Whatever.
But I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
I'm good. And again, like, I work with old people. I work with an old guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get him sick.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also don't want to get anybody in my family or people I'm around sick.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't understand people's selfishness.
I know. And then, like, they're, like, just, like, not paying attention. Like, there was this one lady, I was setting the pizza down on the ground, and she opened the front door and, like, tried to come towards me, and I was, like, backing up.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
She was like, oh, is this that, like, COVID thing? I was like, the pandemic we've been in for like almost a year. Yeah, it's like, the COVID thing.
No, it's the flu. I'm just really scared.
I just really like to wear this mask.
Yeah, it's cute. I bought it, spent money, you gotta wear it, right?
Yeah, and for a Domino's mask,
I just spent money on it.
Yeah.
What is it called? No, but I don't know. People are so weird about it. And like, there's so many people that come in to the store, like, for pickup, and I'll be like, oh, hey, you know, pickup. And, like, when I'm there by myself, I sit in, like, a little corner by myself, and so when I'm by myself, I'll take my mask off because I'm just on the computer. Mm-hmm. But when people come in, I'll put it on, but I go pick up a delivery, and we have a sign that says mask required because it's kind of a tiny store.
Yeah.
Or, like, restaurant. It's more for, like, pickup delivery, but you can come eat inside. And I'll be like, oh, they'll come without a mask. I'm like, oh, did you see the sign? Like, can you put a mask on? Like, no, it's not.
They do not like,
they get so mad, and they're like, oh no, it's my right, it's my right, I don't need to. I'm like, okay. And I go sit back down, and they're like, where's my food? I was like, well, where's your mask?
Yeah.
And they get so mad, and I'm like, you
saw the sign,
you could have called in and said contactless or bring it to me outside, which is completely fine. I've done that with so many people who don't want to wear a mask. Which I'm like,
we have that too. Yeah, yeah. We'll take it out to their car and like put it in the back seat.
Exactly. Which I'm like, that's completely fine. Or like people even stand outside the restaurant. There's like little chairs and I'll come bring it to you. That is fine. Just tell me that. You know what I mean? But don't come in the store and then catch an attitude when I ask you, hey, ma'am, can you put on a mask? Or hey, sir, can you put on a mask?
Exactly.
It's, I don't know. People are very odd with it. I'm just like,
yeah. 2020 has showed, like, how bad people really are.
Yes, and how selfish you are and how much you just don't care.
Exactly.
How much your rights matter, which just put on a fucking mask.
Shut up.
Exactly. I'm just like,
it's not that hard.
It's not. Like, it's, I don't know. Unless you get, like, a heavy-duty one and then you can't breathe. That's on you because you buy a heavy-duty one.
Yeah.
Just buy, like, a little one. You're good. And
$5. Like, that's all.
Exactly. You can even order them off, like, Etsy, and they're cute.
Yeah, exactly.
And
then you'll be good. Yeah, I have a clear one that I got on Etsy for Halloween.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it has paint all in it, but
I literally use my one from graduation. I just turn it around.
Really?
Yes, because it's like a nice material, and, like, the hospital ones, they, like, make me break out and,
oh,
like,
yeah,
tear my
yeah.
face and stuff. So I'll use that one instead, but, like, if I go somewhere, like, a lot of people, I use the hospital one because it's, like, better, I guess.
Yeah.
But when I'm, like, at the restaurant, I usually use the cloth. I just turn it
I have,
around.
Like, this is the one I use all the time. It has, like, makeup all in
it.
It's so gross.
No, those ones are nice. I get ones like that from, like, Kohl's.
Yeah.
And they're, like, really nice.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. People are weird.
Yeah, they are.
Very weird about masks. But.
Do you know, I had Amber on, and I asked her this question. What's the biggest, like, mishap that happened while you were cheering? Like, the biggest, like, did a stunt, like, ever fall or anything?
Biggest mishap? like, falling-wise? So, you know how we have, like, a comp routine, right?
Yeah.
And it's three different ones. So, when you do it, it's kind of hard because you're, like, constantly yelling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to, like, make it, like, oh, cheers so hard, but, like...
It is hard.
It is hard.
I could not do it.
Yeah, like, if you're constantly yelling and then, like, running and, like, lifting people and, like, moving and jumping, and that shit kind of adds up when you're, like, screaming.
Yeah.
And... I hated doing our comp routine because it's like you do a big dance and then you go to move to stunts and you do that and then you go back and do another dance. So it gets kind of tiring. And while you're in those stunts and like throwing people and doing shit, you're yelling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hated doing it for pep rallies. And Stafford insisted that we do it at a pep rally and we were not ready for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, you guys got it. You guys got it. We warmed it up a few times. It was okay. And my stunt group was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
But
it's funny because you're telling the same story that Amber
did. Yeah. So we go for the pep rally. We're doing fine. Get done with the first dance. Go to stunts, and we go up to do the stunt, which had went up perfectly a few times. I don't know what the fuck happened, but we go up to do the stunt.
It's like a 3-tier one too, right?
Oh no, that's a different one you're talking about.
Oh, okay, then you're not telling.
Yeah, our comp one is like individual ones, right?
And
my individual group's going up, and we have like badass signs, you know, that they flip. And so we're up, and something happens, and my flyer just like tilts backwards and just fucking smacks on the ground, like on the back spot, smacks on the ground, and I'm standing there like. Like in the middle of the pep rally, and the music's going, and I'm like,
and everybody's like,
yeah, and half the cheer team didn't notice, so they're still like, RC, and this girl, like, do you know, Gabrielle?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was Gab that fell on Harley, and Harley's passed out on the floor. She's just like dead on the floor, and Gab's like, oh my god, and like pushing her, she's like shaking her, and she's like, Harley, wake up, and fucking smacked her, and it's like, wake up,
because oh
it's in the middle of everybody.
Did nobody stop? Nobody said anything. Stopped.
And then after like a few seconds, everybody was like, oh my god, but you hear the crowd go, oh my god, and like, you know, and I'm like standing there, and I'm like, this did not just fucking happen. I'm, like, trying to, like, comprehend.
Did you feel her, like, going to fall? And you're like, shit, what goes through your head at that, like,
at that moment, I tried to help her, but she... I think it was the person I was basing with who wasn't very good. And, like, whenever someone fell, she was just like, oh, my God, you know? And I tried to, like, grab her leg, but she... That sounds selfish, but because she had the big sign, you don't want to get scratched by it. That shit hurts so bad. Yeah. So I try to, like, grab her leg instead of, like, her torso, which I should have, and I would have gotten cut, but I was, like, being selfish and I didn't. So she fell on Harley, and so she, Gab's there shaking Harley, and I'm, like, standing there, and I'm like, oh my God, that did not just happen in the middle of this pep rally.
In front of the entire school.
In the entire school, and it was a hard fall. Like,
I'm sure it made a, like, boom.
Oh, it was a big ass thud right in her head. And we're like, oh my God, Harley's passed out. Gab's shaking her. I'm like, oh my God, you see Stafford run up and I'm like still frozen. I was like, oh my God. So I go and I'm like, Harley. And I'm trying to like shove her a little bit. And Gab is at this point dragging her. Like she grabbed her arm and started dragging her off the mat. And you just see everybody like Gab dragging this limp body. And Harley's like, it was so funny, but it was terrible because she's, like, Gab's, like, trying to help her and save her, but she's, like, limp as fuck on the ground.
Are they still cheering at this point, or did they stop?
No, they stopped, and everybody's, okay, like, looking around, and you just see, like, it went dead silent, and you see Gab dragging this, like, lifeless body, and then Stafford's like, stop, 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 and they pull, like, the trainer over, and they get her, and Harley wakes up and immediately starts crying, and, like, she's like, I have no idea what's happening, and Gab was like, you fainted, and, like, it's yelling at her, and it was so funny. This should not be funny.
Yeah.
But then they pulled Harley off and everybody started clapping and she's good and she left and then
you're like, we're never doing that again.
Yeah, never again. And like we literally after the pep rally ended, like we just did our little, you know, thing and oh my God, all of us looked after her and we're like, oh my God.
Did anybody like videotape it? Did
yes. I think you want me to show you if I can have a video?
Yeah.
No. Oh my God. That was the funniest thing. I think it's on Gab Spam.
I wonder what goes through Stafford's mind when she watches you guys fall.
She probably laughed. She laughed, I think, whenever the Harley thing happened. Oh my God, what is her?
She's probably like, oh no, there they go.
Okay, well, I can't find it right now, but I'll extend it to you.
Okay, okay.
I don't want to waste your time, because it's so funny, though. Yeah, and she just started, like, dragging her. That was the funniest part, because Harley's limp on the ground, and Gab's like, get up, and, like, dragging her off the mat. And
my gosh, I can just imagine, because, like, I know what that gym looks like, and I can just imagine everybody being, like, all hyped up, and then all of a sudden, like,
yeah, and I mean, because then, no, and the fighting too is like, no one was hyped up because it's so boring. It's such a boring routine. So for that to happen, it was like the gasps were so loud. And then she's passed out on the floor, and then the trainers come and she cries off. And then it all ended, and we rolled up the mats. Everybody's gone, and she walks out with a big, like, bump, and like, she has her ice pack. She was like, I lived, bitches. And I was like, oh my God, I'm crying. Like, Gabby gave her a big hug, and she's like, I tried to save you, but you're passed out.
I tried to smack you.
No, she did. She just fucking, like, smacked her, and she was dragging her, and Stafford was, like, yelling at her to stop, because, like, she's passed out.
You don't do that.
You can't drag her, but Gab was like, I'm not gonna make her look stupid in front of everybody. Stafford was like, she was passed the fuck out. She can't not look stupid. And, no, that was the best thing, but I know you're talking about when Amber told you.
Yeah, Amber told me it was like a three-tier, like, somebody was going up here, and somebody was going up here for somebody to go up here, and then it fell.
Yeah, you know the fucked up thing about that is that I was on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like her. So,
Amber didn't either. Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Yeah, she was a fucking bitch. She still is now. She's just rude for no reason, very cold person.
Love
but
that.
She was, what's it called? I was backspotting her, and I'm not good at backspot. Well, at the time, I wasn't. And I dropped her before, which sounds bad on accident, but this time we were going, and I saw it starting to fall. In the split second that I heard, she's like, y'all better fucking catch me. I literally went like this. I just moved out the way. Yeah.
Really?
I'm not mean, and I won't do that to people, but to her, she was just such a bitch the whole time. She was pissed that I was backspotting her. Like, just rude. She was so rude to everybody.
Yeah, calm down. Yeah. It's high school cheer.
Exactly. And she was just rude and mean, so I was like, oh my God. And I just, like, walked.
Oh, whoops.
And, yeah, and she fell backwards, and she was like, oh my God, like, nobody caught me. Like, really? I was like, oh my God, that's so bizarre. Like, oh my God.
I wonder what happened.
I've seen that TikTok, and it's like, it's so bizarre.
No.
It's like this one going around, and it's like, so bizarre. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, that was so weird, so bizarre that happened. Oh my God.
Crazy. Who would have thought?
But that was terrible because everybody fell that time.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Those were both kind of equally this bad, though, because the whole thing fell, and then everybody saw Harley fall, and she was like passed out on the floor. And yeah, she has fucked up a few times.
Man.
A few times. And then, like, going back to class after that is the worst because everybody's like, oh, how did you do? And you're like,
everybody's like, what?
And then, like, me being in a stunt with Harley, everybody knew I was in it, so I was like, oh my god, it's so weird. Like, who dropped her? That is so
crazy.
Yeah, you're just like, it's so funny, but
I can remember Miss Crumno, because I always had Miss Crumno after the pep rallies. I was always in her class, so we always, like, talked about the pep rallies. I can imagine her going back to class and being like, oh my god, did you see the cheerleaders? That girl fell. Wonder if she's okay.
I hope she would have talked shit, because, like, if I wasn't in cheer, I 100% would.
I'd be like, oh my god, did you see those fucking cheerleaders?
Yeah, no, even sometimes after. And the funny thing is, like, in high school, I didn't, which is weird, I never wore, like, cheer stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, a pink girl or, like, a girly girl. And I never even wore, like, the cheer stuff. It just was I don't like girly stuff. Yeah. So I wouldn't wear it that much. If anything, I'd wear, like, my cheer jacket, but it was, like, solid black, you know, which wasn't bad. But a lot of people actually didn't know that I was in cheer, like, the teachers and stuff, which is weird because I would leave all the time. But they didn't really know because I never wore anything from cheer. And I remember this one teacher, I can't remember her name, but she was talking shit about cheer under the pep rally after we fell one time. She was talking shit. She's like, yeah, I remember they fell or whatever. And I was like, yeah, so fucking, like, they're just, why would they do that? Like, they're not even good. And I'm, like, talking it up with her. And other people were like, because they knew that I was, and they're like, what? And someone's like, Kayma, aren't you in cheer? And I was like, oh, yeah. And the teacher was like, she, like, her eyes real big and everything. I was like, yeah, like, why? She's like, went back to her desk and started typing. Like, oh, shit. And I was like, yeah.
Yep, it's me.
It's me, bitch. The one that you've been talking shit? Yeah, I'll
do this whole time? Yeah, I'm here.
It's been me, but yeah, no. I mean, other than cheer, I don't miss it too much.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a thing now where it's like, that's a pastime for me. I mean, I did it for so long.
You're a different person back then, too. Oh,
yeah. I'm a different person, and, like, you gotta move on with your life, you know what I mean? And, like, I still work out. Like, I work out quite a bit, so I still stay in shape.
Yeah.
Which, I do miss cheer, and, like, if I ever want to go do the backflip, I can just do that, like, anywhere, you know what I mean? Without any drama.
Yeah,
so that's, like, a nice thing, but
you get to skip all the bad parts and just have the beneficial things.
Oh, yeah, and I don't have to do practice and, like, always be there and things like that. Yeah. So, I mean, I do stay fit, though. Like, I work out quite a bit, but cheer in general, it's just, it was who I was.
Yeah.
And I liked it when I was younger. That sounds
now
weird.
Now you're just like,
yeah, now I'm just like, I'm growing up. I want to go make money. I want to go to school. I want to have a cute dog in an apartment.
Yeah, right.
Different things than, like, trying to make it to world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, at this time, it's just, like, a pastime.
Did you watch Cheer on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
I was so invested. I was like, oh, my God.
Dude, so I went to Navarro a while ago to go look at their gym, and it was closed. I was so sad.
Damn.
Yeah, because I went up there because my friend was up there, and then it got really weird because her, like, boyfriend was over, and she brought, like, this other weird guy who was trying to hit on me, so I left immediately.
You're like, not about this.
Yeah, he was so weird and awkward, so I left immediately, and I was like, well, while I'm here, I might as well go look at the cheer chair.
Yeah.
I was like, might as well go snoop around, and so I went up there to go, like, look at it, and it was closed, and so I was like,
but, yeah, Amber has a video because I guess the cheer team was somewhere and Navarro was there, so they got to see, like, the routine that was actually in the Netflix show.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that. Like, it's so good. They're so good, too. And, like, when you go to Navarro, it's super tiny there, though.
Really?
It's like, oh my, no, it's, like, really tiny. Like, you would not expect. It's, like, real, real tiny. It's in the middle of nowhere, either.
Yeah, it's, like, Corsicana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Corsicana has, like, nothing in it, which is so weird that, like, such a good cheer team would come out of it, but it did, and it's, like, it's good, so
yeah,
I don't mind it.
Whatever, yeah.
It is what it is, yeah.
Now it is almost 3:00.
Yes, so I will have to go because I have to go home and change and get cute and
so that you get tipped.
Yes, yeah. I'll be like, hi, all the old men, please.
Please.
I'll give you extra lemonade. Please tip me. Where do you want to take it?
When this car leaves, we'll go on the side of the car.
Oh, I just looked the girl in the eyes.
Oh,
and
hey.
Not like that.
Hey, what's up?
I, like, turned to go look, and she was like, I was like, oh, sorry.
Well, thanks for coming and talking with me.
Oh,
I was, like, really nervous because I was like, I don't really know her. I'm, like, scared.
No problem. Yeah, no, I saw you doing your podcast. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Because I like podcasts. I'm like, when they're good.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, Joe Rogan type.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what my dad listens to, and, like, I'm so tired of hearing about Joe Rogan.
Yeah, like, oh, my God.
And so when I heard, I was like, ooh, let me go listen. I started listening. I listened to the one they do with Amber. I was like, I like this. And I just started, like, I kind of, like, I've been busy. But
yeah,
I just started listening to the parts of the one you did with Maverick.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I like this.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm so nervous. And I was like, oh, she's not nervous when I talk to her. Because, I mean, I'm pretty open. I like to talk about things.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I knew that you had a friend that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one I felt feel like that's something that we could relate on and talk about. And like,
I'm all for talking about mental health.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was like. I was like, I kind of want to talk to her about it. And you said you're looking for guests. I was like, can I call? I kind of want to try it.
Yeah, you were great. I was really nervous. I was like, oh my God, she's like young. Like Amber was really hard. Mm. It doesn't sound like it in Amber's episode, but it was really awkward between us at first. And I had to like cut out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But you were good. You were a great guest. Thank you. And thank you for like sharing those stories with me. Oh, I was like tearing up up here. I was like, oh God, don't cry.
No problem. You know, I like to share because it puts out awareness.
Yeah.
And something to always check on people. You know what I mean? Even people who you don't think are going through something. You always got to check
Somebody's
on
Somebody's always going through
something. Always tell people you love them and, you know what I mean? Meet, you know, just be a genuine person. So, no problem. Yeah. I loved coming. I loved it.
Great. Thank you.
No problem. What, you want to take a picture?
Yes. Okay. Let's go take a picture.
How are we going to do it?